You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon. To Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listen to Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our cut of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Bay Sox Baseball. Footage of today's game will start soon. Your Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our cut of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now, DCA Imaging System pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Bridget Stadium. We're getting set for the fourth game in this game series between the Hard Goats, AA affiliate of the Colorado, and your Bowie base. Glad you're with us, Matt Sabatio from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, as the Bay Sox running into a bit of trouble right now. On a seasons-long seven-game streak, and look, it's hard to find positives in something like it really is, but four of the losses for Bowie have been by one run, including last night, followed along the last few seasons as Bowie and the Orioles system as a whole have been on the come-up. You've noticed a couple of these stretches for Bowie before. They lost seven games in a row at one point in 2021. They lost seven games in a row twice in 2019. What happened to that those seasons, Adam? I think they made the championship series, and I think that's a good way to finish out a season. The fact of the matter is that it's the season ender. It's not the worst thing in the world. It will end at some point, and it's still only May. Right. It'll pass. And I feel like tonight is going to be the night.
Right. And, you know, I think that a good point about that is very young ball club. You've got a young and energetic manager in Kyle Moore. We're still early in the season. You're in the thick of this. You're playing every day. But this is still really the early portion of the season. So I think that is still optimistic. Agree. And there's no reason that tonight.
Hartford coming into today, the seventh game this season, a 22-4, a four-game winning streak. They're only 1.5 games out of first place behind Somerset. The Yardgoats are in second in the Northeast Division. And they're surging 8-2 over their last 10, 9 when playing on the road. Game number 35 for the Bay Sox. A 13-21 mark, and has been a season's-long 7-game losing streak. Unfortunately, it is tied for the longest losing streak in the league. That Binghamton had a 7-gamer at the tail end of April. Bowie, 7 games out of first place in the Southwest Division in last. They're 2 games behind Altoona, who is in 5th. It's a tie atop the South Division entering today. Akron and Wynn are both 21-15. Bowie, as mentioned, only 2 last 10 and 8-9 playing in front of the home crowd here at Prince Stadium. Starting pitching match day should potentially be a bull as Griffin McClarty walks Michael Baird for Hartford, a pair of Sanders. Baird was a late change into the rotation for Hartford today. He switched over about noonday after making 4 relief appearances for the Goats so far this season. He's been all right. 9 innings, runs allowed total, opponents hitting 182, 12 strikeouts. He hadn't walked a batter. Coming off of a 1-3 record and a 7.27 ERA in the Hartford bullpen season, he made 3 spots at the end of that year and allowed 9 earned runs in the third innings. He's a Colorado, actually spent a season in the Cardinals organization before being released by drafted him and picked up by the team in his home state. On Griffin McClarty, it's his 3rd spot start for 4th overall appearance. Owen Ward, a 14.29 ERA. That's only because he's only tossed 5 2/3 innings. He's 5, walked 7. The ERA has been the contact at long times. If he can keep tacked away from barrels just enough today, he should be able to Bowie's defense to get him to at least 3 innings. But again, it should only be about 3 innings side, and then it'll turn into a battle of the bullpens. We've got a lot to talk about here on the DCA Imaging System Game Show. Our next segment, the special guest, Danny Fox, the promotions and marketing here for the Bay Sox, walks us through what's a special night at the ballpark. An excellent turnout. Read and hit a home run reading program and the first of 2 special jerseys for a Merrill celebration. It's a very fun couple of Adam.
Yes, looking forward to what Danny has to say. We've already seen a special night. We had a proposal field for the first pitch. She said yes. So we're off to a good start here tonight.
He didn't walk out to the mound, though, to propose us. He caught it. He just dropped down and then she had to run over.
He was nervous. He was shaking.
All right, so Dave Fox is our guest next, the marketing coordinator for the Bay Sox, to tell some upcoming promotions here at Gorgeous Stadium. Stick around. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone gets the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. Get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, a provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Hey, Beats, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID Sox ticket office will get 2 tickets to a game of their choice, but today's all sponsored by Educational Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Education Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
From sprains, stitches, sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles, care is around the corner. Patient first. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, First is here for you. Patient first. The name fits.
Patient first. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for game 4 in this 6 games between the Bay Sox and the Hartford Yards. It's a special night to things going this weekend here at Prince Stadium. It's the final night of the Bay Sox read and hit a home run reading, benefiting local school districts, and of course the kids. Encourage them to read more and rewarding them with some prize packs, some tickets to the game. And in charge of all of that is the purpose and marketing coordinator for the Bay Sox. She's our guest today. Danny, first off,
Thank you so much. And second off, walk us through just what kind of goes into the today of getting this all set up and communicating with some of the school districts to ensure that the Bay Sox can really good turnout from some of these schools.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, thanks for having me. So the reading program consists of the students reading books throughout a time frame that the schools set. So we send all the information in January, and the deadlines for the teachers to report their files to me is in April. So I started off a little bit earlier than ended a little earlier as well. But basically, each student participates in this program and completes four, receives two free tickets to the game that their county comes out. And a part of this program, too, is actually a jersey design contest. What's really exciting about tonight is this weekend is our Anne Arundel County, Queen Anne's County,
Howard
Public Schools and homeschools.
See, I pay attention.
No, thank you, because I forgot. But that's our reading night tonight, tomorrow, and the winner of our jersey design contest is Lucy Miyamoto from Mayo Elementary School County. So our Bay Sox player will be wearing her jersey that she designed for tonight, and they will be auctioned off on the LiveSource app. Jersey design is where we send them a blank jersey template, schools, and all of the students can design their own jersey and submit it, and then we choose a winner. Like I said, our was from Mayo Elementary. And tonight, Ms. will come and get her own jersey, throw out the first pitch, and be recognized as our winner.
And it is a night, too. It's a drawing of a crab catching a wave, and then on the back, a larger crab with the number in there. How many jersey designs do you know off the top of your head or no?
We probably got around 500 to 700, okay. I would say. So we had a lot to go through. It's really hard to pick, but yeah, her jersey is exciting. It's very Maryland themed. The sleeves, she drew the Maryland flag, and then as you mentioned, yep, it's a crab, and she also included a lot of oven stuff too. On the one of the jersey is the Black Susan that she drew, which is the 8th flower of Maryland, if you didn't
know. Oh, interesting. No, I didn't know that. Now, there's only one night to take advantage of this for the ticket price if you're part of the Read and Hit a Home Run program. So if anyone may have thought they may have missed the deadline, they've got just a few more hours because the code that ends at midnight, Faro's game, that would be Saturday. Can you remind me?
Yes. So all of the schools for tomorrow's game have sent out that promo code to the parents of the participating schools. That code ends at 11:15 tonight, and then the free tickets are tomorrow for the Saturday game, and then tonight is the Friday.
And then a couple of the things to Prince George's Stadium over the next few. I think one of the ones that you're most excited about, it's Boots and Baseball night.
Boots and Baseball, absolutely. So I'll be down there in my flannel and my belt buckle, and we'll be listening to country music all night. And then we encourage everyone else to dress up in their country attire, or we allow pre-care since tomorrow is Preakness Day. Well,
yeah, that is true. Again, we're here with Danny Fox, marketing coordinator for the Bay Sox. We've got a very special promotion today with the Read and Hit a Home Run reading program for some of the three main in Arundel County. One of the things that fans might see is Danny is one of the main people in charge of the in-game motions when it comes to shuttling game MC Paul Clary and helping find contestants, helping those between inning game. Which one is your favorite? Is it the bumper ball that they put late in the game, Danny?
So bubble balls is fun one. It's always so funny, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite because okay. With bubble balls, we can only have staff participate in that one.
That's fair.
My favorite promo is probably Dizzy Bat.
That is fair, too. That
when they can't even make it to the end.
You always get some down on that. I remember in college, there was a big dorm event, and I touted myself. It doesn't get dizzy too often. When that event came up, two steps in, I fell over.
Always fun. And then Balloon, a good one, too. Great for us sometimes, but with chairs, I think it's hilarious.
Bring out the weak chair for it. That helps a chair that's on its last legs. You put it aside for the burst. Again, Danny Fox here, director of their coordinator of marketing for the Bay Sox. One last thing to note before we wrap this up. Again, it's a jersey going up for a silent auction on the LiveSource app. Can everyone in depth on what they need to do for me?
Yeah, so if you source app and then put in your chin, which for us it would be Bowie, Maryland, come up and you just have to bid. It goes through, and all of that information is on the app as well once you download it, create an account. And every time somebody is outbidding you, you'll get a notification. So it all comes straight to your through the app. And like I said, that goes through next week. These are going to be game-worn in some disease by Lucy Moto.
All right, outstanding. Dix, the promotions and marketing coordinator, Bay Sox, our guest here. Our thanks. We'll step aside for now on the DJ Imaging Systems pregame show. When we come back, we'll walk you through the starting lineups and get you a score game four in this series. It's the Bay Hard Goats coming up in just a little bit. Your Bay Sox baseball.
PestNow is a proud partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your resident and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-31-8300 or online at www.now.com.
Are you interested in or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC servicing? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experience college debt? If you are interested in things and you live in the D.C. area, UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program, how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. Steamfitters-602.org.
AK Sox Futures Club is the best way of the Bay Sox, and it's completely for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special events, discount ticket offers, free gifts for just signing up. Head over to baysox.com to sign up your... So don't miss out on all the promotions and gifts at Prince George's Stadium this season. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at baysox.com.
Welcome back into Prince George's Stadium. We get ready for first pitch. Bowie and Hart tonight. And what is game for this six-game series? Take a look at the Eastern League of last night. As yesterday, New Hampshire and Erie played a doubleheader. And Erie dominated the day. Victors in the opener. And then a nothing win for the Seawolves. So they outscore the Blue Elite in New Hampshire. 12-1 in that double dip. Richmond outlasted Altoona 5-4. It's been a magical start to the year for the Flying Squirrel, who have not been in the Eastern season in 8 years. Akron won big over Binghamton. Binghamton has the worst record in the league currently at 11-24, as the Guardian affiliate in Akron was a 13-1 victor. It was Ring winning big at Sussex, 12-4. Harrisburg and Portland were postponed. They're playing a doubleheader that has begun here tonight at PM. And the Bay Sox, now 5-4 the final. Boy, this seven-game loose streak, it feels like so many Bowie's defeats have been by just one solo run. So once again, the first-place teams, first half of the year, about 69 games, will play in the championship series against the second half champ halfway through the year. These, as far as records, will be set. In the Northeast, Somerset a half-game lead. They're 23-12, a game-and-a-half lead on Hartford. Of course, Bowie's opponent tonight. The Yard Goats have won in a row. They are 22-14 on the year. Every team in the Northeast is below 500. Portland is 6 out at 17-18. Reading 6.5 back. New Hampshire 16-19, 7 out. Tin is 12 back. Akron and Richmond are tied for first in the Southwest at 21-8. Erie is 2 back at 9-17. Harrisburg out, Altoona 5 back. And the Hawks at 13-21, 7 out entering today. Once again, we're about half through the first half of the, if that makes sense. We're basically, in Preakness terms, we are at the quarter pole of the 2022 season, of course. The Preakness will run tomorrow of immense heat here in Maryland. We're going to take one final break. When we return, it's time for starting lineups and tonight's first pitch. Ian Hartford coming up next on the Bay Sox Baseball Word.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we pretend your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. From document creation, output devices, and workflow, to document security, and to understand people print. Not print. DCA Imaging, a call. 305-77-102. Find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging. Office technology made easy.
Sky Shooter displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang buck. Sky Shooter displays, national shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. Night Sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-36 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
First Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay, the best value to see the best games at Pritchett Stadium. You could save up to 30 selected seat from day one and a number of exclusive member fits, including flexible exchange, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a Frippers collectible at your first home year. Get your pack now by calling 01-464-485 or heading online to Bay Sox.
It's time for Bowie Sox Baseball, the base to the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Oil Farms, Spinal Doctors, and ZY Pirates. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's. A beautiful rendition of tonight's anthem by Sidney Brody of the Reed Session Academy. As we're getting for game four in this six-game series between the Hartford Yard Goats and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Smith and Adam Pohl with you from the ballpark. And as Griffin McClarty warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Goats that he'll face looks this. Leading off in left field, you've got followed by Jack Blomgren at second base, second. Michael Tolia, the DHer. Brenton Doyle is the fielder. He's batting fourth. Aaron Junk is at third base today, batting fifth. McIver, the catcher, bats sixth. After McIver, it's Kyle Datcher, first base, batting seventh. Nico D is in right field, batting eighth. Rounding it out is Hunter Stovall, the stop, batting ninth. The Yards are the AA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They're managed by Chris DeNorfia, assist Blaine Beatty, Tom Soteris, Luis Lopez, and Mason Rook. Kelsey Brandstetter is the athlete. Hartford, 22 in the season, a four-game winning streak, one-half games out of first place in the North Division. They trail only Summers in first. Once more, that Goats, Heron, Blomgren, Doyle, Shunk, McKay, Datris, Decolati, Stovall face off against Griffin McClarty. Out. Prince George is 109 feet down the line to both right field, 405 straight away center. Not too much spoken of this evening on a wonderful night at the ballpark. An X turnout for the read and hit a hitting program night. Plenty of school children, plenty of fans, families all in town for this matchup. As Jimmy Aaron waits in the on-deck circle for McClarty to take a handful more warm-up tosses. The Bay Sox actually waiting a little bit impatiently on the infield for the throw down behind the dish. It finally gets in, and it'll go around the horn quickly before Aaron can step into the batter's box. Small bits of shadows stretch across the left side of foul ground, a little bit onto fair territory behind Thurst, and mostly in the left field corner as we're getting set to go a little past 7:05 this evening. Be such a fun and thrilling day here at the ballpark with an excellent as McClarty footbubber and waits for Jimmy Heron to enter the bus. Heron, a 246 season, 909 OPS, 5 home runs, 10 runs driven in, waits for the offering. McClarty kicks and fires it on its way for a called strike on the outside half, and we're underway at 7:08 p.m. on an 87-degree, partly day here at Prince George's State. McClarty winds and deals next. It swung on and missed. Fastball missing away, and the count nothing new. Heron, 2-for-8 in this. He does have a home run. He's not struck out. He's drawn one walk. Bases empty. Nobody here to get us started as McClarty truck the K. The 0-2. Swinging a liner in low center. In on it is Hall, but it's in for a base hit. Lead off base for Hartford. And that's how things started for the Yard Goats today. The Bay Sox and McClarty specifically have had their trouble getting up the contact over the last days. Connor Loprich allowed over four innings and four runs in his game. Noah DeNoyer gave a hit late, a go-ahead run, a solo shot to lead off the ninth inning. It was a tying homer after a 4-4 deadlock for quite some time, turned a 5-4 Hartford lead. Jack Blomgren, first pitch, laser just over some of the caps of the base out right side. And the count started at nothing and one on the hot hitting infielder. Blomgren, just in his double-A game, has started 6-11 with two double homer, five runs driven in, two strikeouts and one walk. He struck both of the times yesterday. Pickoff throw to first. They were some of those earlier today, but that is high, so there's no tag. We're on the 0-1 to Blomgren. Again, an excellent turn evening here at Prince George's Stadium. As the 0-1 comes in, chases on a breaking ball down, and it goes to nothing and two. But the Bay currently on a seven-game losing streak, longest of the season, and longest since 2017 when they went on a nine-gamer. Since then, though, they have gone three other seven-game losing streaks. They've just never extended it to eight. So the precedence, maybe Bowie should be able to break out of this day because it's happened before and get out of it now. Runner at 40 out here in the top of the first inning, still a six game. First inning was a lengthy one yesterday, five runs across. Nothing in two, the count. Home misses high, back pick to first. Low, though, a little bit too far inside. So Andrew Dashbach at face could not apply the tag in time. But Cody Roberts, he's got such a powerful arm. I think it was more on the fact that that fastball was just a little bit offline. Roberts able to set up the transfer as he may have liked. Here's the 1-2 check swing. Misses away a change. And the count goes even at two on Blomgren. But that first inning yesterday lasted over an hour. And it had as many combined runs, two for Hartford Bowie. The Bay Sox held the lead, would jump ahead in the fourth with a two-run. Here's the 2-2. Misses away. So back-to-back batters now that McClarty started out 0-2. He lost Heron with the single, and now behind on Blomgren with the count full. Sets. Fires off, runner goes, and it's fouled off to the screen. Pitch was in on the hand. We'll do it once more with Blomgren. Only drawn one walk on full count, actually only his second full count all season. Again, it is only his fourth game, so you can understand that. But he drew a walk on full count, that's been it. McClarty this season, 0-2 against opponents. He's only struck out one batter and walked five. Let's see if it's off again. He's only attempted three steals. Pick off, and they got him! Heron hesitated to set just that split second and nail him 1-3 on the pick. Retired after the leadoff single. McClarty, that's his first pickoff this season. Second from starting pitcher this year. And it changes this plate appearance just a little bit. Now instead of one on none out, it's none on one out. Still a full count on Blomgren. McClarty doesn't want to lose him. The pitch home. Misses Hunt. Lost him. So a walk for Bryn. That's the second he's drawn this season. Called up at the start of this series. He essentially replaces Heron at first. A one gone. Defensive alignment feet today. Shane Fontana, Adam Hall in the game. Zach Watson from left to right field. On the infield, A.J. Grant at third base. Joey Ortiz at short. Jordan Westberg at second. Andrew Dashbach first. And Cody Roberts catches behind the plate. Griffin McClarty on the mound. Runner goes. First ball, cold strike. Throw to second. And they got him! Blomgren thrown out 2-6, and the Bay Sox doing well against the base pads right now. Roberts, sixth caught stealing in. Blomgren is retired. First stolen base attempt of the year, and there's already two outs. Akeltolia now has an 0-1 count. Fastball called a strike, middle, and the count nothing and two. Umpiring crew for today's game, Benson is at third base, Kelvis Velez, the chief, is at first, and Jude Cork is calling balls and strikes behind two. Swing and a miss, he got him. Spun a changeup inside to McClarty, and he faced minimum despite giving up two base runs, a pickoff, and a cost. We're on to the bottom of the first. Hartford is up empty. The Bay Sox are coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing calls for a job done safely and time, then your job calls for the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to invest. This summer, take the time to cap on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center's Community Medical Center or one of our AmeriCare offices in your neighborhood. Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Or luminoushealth.org.
We're back to the Prince George's Stadium for the bottom of the first inning here as Bowie got some excellent defense to keep off the board in the opening frame. And as Michael Baird warms on the mound for the Yard Goats here in the opening inning, the starting lineup for the Bay Face looks like this. Adam Hall leads things off. After a long injured list, he's in center field to open up. Jordan Westberg is at second, being second. Shane Fontana is in lead bats third. After Fontana, Joey Ortiz cleaning up at short. Zach Watson in right field, bats fifth. Andrew Dashbach at first base, bats sixth. Cody Roberts, the catcher, seventh. A.J. Graffinino is third base today, batting eighth. Matt Hanley rounds out the lineup. The dead hitter bats ninth. The Bay affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, they're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Becker Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Bill Chandler Geller, Calvin Chris, the video coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, that trainer. Bowie is 3-21 on the year, a seasons-long skate losing streak that they're bound out of soon, but right now they're in last place in the Southwest Division, 7 games out of first, and 2 games out of the team ahead of them, that's Altoona in 5th. First pitch home from Mike Baird to Adam Hall, misses down to get us started. Once with Bowie, you've got Hall, Westberg, Fontana, Ortiz, Watson, Dashbach, Roberts, Graffinino, Hanley, all to face Michael Baird on the mound. Next pitch, curveball misses high, count 2-0. So Baird in 15 games this season, hitting the injured list around the start of this month. He's hitting .306 with a set OPS and loops this one out toward left center field for a base hit, splitting the gap. Picked on the warning track by Doyle. Hall turns the corner to second as the throw gets it. It's a leadoff double for Hall. His fourth of the season. Welcome back, big guy. Bowie has a roaring position to start the first. Here's Jordan Westberg. Hall's first game since May 1st. When he went 1-for-4 again, so you could say he's got hits in back-to-back now. And it'll be on Westberg and drive him in. First base plays pinched right side. First pitch home. And the count starts out at 1-0. On the pull side for Westberg, he shoots 10% of the time. The pull side is a little bit deep. Runner, nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. An excellent day for some baseball at Prince George's. As Baird fires, and Westberg watches high. Back pick to Cerro is late, but it was close. As Hall step not slide, the foot just didn't get there. And something wrong with Baird. And got the manager Chris Benorfia, and now the trainer Kelsey Brandstetter coming out with Howell at the very least to look at him. Umpire Jude Corey is coming out as well. Now here comes pitching coach Blaine B. I'm not sure what this simply could be, if it's just the towel, if he noticed something and sit for the dugout. I didn't see anything. I was first so on the back pick over to second base. But for now, it's a 2-0 count on Georgeberg as Michael Baird has only fought one strike so far, and this was served to left center field for a double. For now, Baird looks like staying in the game. The trainer didn't actually touch anything, just hung around a little bit, checked to make sure, okay, and this count is an official mound visit. I know that's one of the things that we don't follow too much these days, but count is an official mound visit. Home plate umpire made very sure of that. Because, again, it was for injury-related reasons, so fault a team for that. But now here's Berg back in with a 2-0 count. Here's the first pitch. Breaking ball called a strike for outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Westberg on the season, a 2-bridge, a .772 OPS, 11 doubles, no triples, 12 runs driven in. That doubles mark there among the league's leaders. As the 2-1 comes in, and it, I don't know, called a strike on the zone, thought it would go for ball. Changeup just hit, a little bit on the tall there, and the count goes even at 2. Westberg this season has the doubles in the league with his 11 tiers. Right now, a runner at second. A base hit would probably drive him in. The 2-2. Westberg watches called strike 3 on a slide. Working ahead, 2-0. He goes down on 3 consecutive called strikes. First out of the inning for Baird for a strikeout as well. Defensive for Hartford here. You've got Jimmy at field. Brenton Doyle in center. Nico Dottie in right. Aaron Shunk is at base. Hunter Stovall at short. Jack Blomgren at second. Kyle Datris at first. And Willie McIver is the catcher behind for Michael Baird on the mound. Here's Shane Fontana, first pitch wide, and the count starts out at 1-0. Michael Baird is a 2'10 right-hander, 26 years old, and feet 5 inches tall from Parker, Colorado. Minor league free agent signing at 21, originally pitched in the Cardinals. He fires the next pitch, and it misses wide. 2-0 on Fontana. Baird on the season has only made 4 and all of them in relief. Innings, 3 earned runs total, opponents to a .182 average. He struck out 12, has not walked a soul yet. Here's the 2-0. Watches down and in the count to 3-0. Shane Fontana, a 266 average and an 834 OPS, both climbing steadily here in the month of May. His numbers in May, 280, 863. He's got 3 doubles, 3 homers, 12 runs driven in. Here's the 3-0, which is down and in for ball four. Pitch walk, that's his 20 pass this season. And as I spared, had not walked a single batter all year until this very moment. Bowie has done this to plenty of pitch season, and a lot of it has spearheaded by Gunnar Henderson. And if you noticed, when I read up, Henderson was not to be found. It's day off of the year. People, when the lineup got posted on social media, immediately speculated, oh, he's up to Toronto, he's going to Norfolk. No, he's in the clubhouse, taking one day off. Here's Joey Ortiz. Pitch misses down, and the count 1-0. Look, he very much deserves a AAA in the very near future, but that's up to the Baltimore Orioles. For now, he's played 34 consecutive games. He deserves a day. It's the 1-0 to Ortiz. Called a strike, the inside edge, and the count goes even at a bite. Ortiz on the season, a 2 average, 650 OPS, 7 is a triple, 2 home runs, 17 runs for Bowie. His numbers also pretty good here in the month of May, a 250 average and an 825 OPS. Second, one away, the 1-1. Longyear on the infield, lied. Shunk makes the call in at third base. There's two gone. So Bowie off double, and now they're down to final out. Hartford in their usual road gray uniforms, gray pants. The Hartford with the Yard Ghost logo on the side, a blue cap. And the Bay Sox are wearing the jersey tonight to celebrate the state of Maryland. Designed Lucy Miyamoto, a student at elementary school, reading hit a home run program. The jerseys will be worn today, tomorrow, and are currently up on a silent auction through the Live Source app. Here's the first pitch. Watson, a swing and a miss on a slider delay. Count opens up at nothing and one on Watson. 187 with a 544 OPS here. But it's a very nice jersey. Maryland flag on both sleeves. And a lovely draw of a crab catching a wave on the front. And then a crab full profile on the backside. 0-1 pitch. Misses away on Watson and the count goes even. So again, if you want to bid on the jerseys, all proceeds will benefit Mayo Elementary School. You download the Live Source app on your phone, set your location to Boone, Maryland, and you can join in on the auction. Here, 1-1. Watson swings and misses through jump. Count goes to a ball and two. And if you listen to our pregame show, promo and marketing coordinator Danny gave you the lowdown on all of that. Let you know that the app will alert you if you've been outbid on jersey. They will be signed by the plate after this weekend as well. A ball of two strikes with a runner at second first and two away. Next pitch is down and away. Count goes even. Watson. And all the hubble, I forgot that Shane Fontana drew that walk. Yeah, he's still at first base. Don't forget that. As Bowie and Hartford still scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Bay Sox trying not to squander it off double. The 2-2, swinging him in. That's just what happens. Watson on a breaking ball down as Bear escapes the dangerous jam. Lead off double from Adam Hall and return to the lineup, and Bowie can't get anything from it. We're on to the second here at Stadium as the Bay Sox and the Yard Goalless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 29th, but get the Bay Sox first Catter Day at Georgia Stadium. Everyone's heard of the park, but now you can bring your out for a relaxing afternoon of ball. And if you get here early enough, you can free Bay Sox Catter Day courtesy of the City of Bowie. And get your tickets now for the first ever Catter Day at 301-4865 or Sox.com.
Baseball is a game. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team out from the rest. Specialists also have Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a contractor that is located or operates the area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained, most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of AC, mechanical, and special cleaning services to the various customers we serve. For more information about services we provide and for a list of companies, please visit steamfitters-.org.
Run in the second inning here in Boone. Bay Sox and the Yard Goats are both scoreless. Each side getting some early base runners, but unable to get in from any of them. 2, Bowie left one stranded in position after a leadoff double. Kyle Hartford sent the minimum to the plate to a pickoff and a caught stealing. First pitch to Brinton Doyle misses down and away, a breaking 1-0 to start on the center fielder. Doyle, a .235 average, 7 OPS, does have a home run in this series. Next pitch home from McLarty is high. Count goes even at strike. Is the next. Slider misses down and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike on. It's Doyle, Aaron Shunk, and Willie McCott in this half inning for Hartford. They've made a lot of lineup changes over the past couple of days as well. Today's lineup is the most drastic they've seen. And here's the 2-1. Misses inside. And the count goes to 3 balls and a strike. And again, a lot of it has to do for Bowie just getting Gunnar Henderson a day off. They've been shorthanded. They're very glad to have Adam Hall. Can put him back in the top of the lineup. So Sin and Hudson Haskin each get the day off playing a ton. The 3-1 to deep's left. That one's going to get out. Fontana stops at the warning, watches it clear the signs. A home run for Brinton Doyle, his the season and second in this series. Gives Hartford the early 1-0 at 96 miles an hour off the bat. But the more important number, 409 feet away from home plate, the right-hander. Doyle had a, well, it was going to be a pinch to fourth, but he was actually just a straight for Jamison Hanna, who's since been placed injured list. So he's got home runs in games now as Aaron Shunk steps in. For McLean, it's already the third home run he's given up this season in just over 6 innings of work at the AA level. Here's right-hand Shunk, first pitch. Slider, mid away for a ball. Count starts out at 1. I mentioned it, McLarty has been pitching to a lot of contact already in the early going this season. These things could have happened at time as the 1-0 is bounced third base side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. And being activated today for Bowie, highlight a storm for the Ox. More of an approaching problem, I want to describe it that way, is that they will need to make a lot of moves and some tough decisions in the next few days. The 1-1. Called a strike on the lower outside corner fastball. Count goes even. One, two strikes. Because Bowie does have 27 players active roster, one below the league maximum. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball bounced over to third. Shift to his right is Graffinito. He gloves five low, but picked on the bounce by Andrew Dashock at first. In time for that 3 putout. Good by Graffinino in the hot corner. We've seen him on the left side of the infield. He played at second base in his other game before Bowie. That was against during the doubleheader. But once Bowie gets back to strength from their rotation, they'll clear up a handful of slots because Zach will need to come back. Drew Rahm will need to come back. And then Cameron Bishop will also need to come back. Here's the first pitch to Willie misses down. No call it for one in the bottom edge of the zone. Nothing in one. McIver, a .213 average, 92 OPS, 7 doubles, 8, 21 runs driven in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chases on a fastball away. He was high, and the count goes to nothing in two. But yeah, but three pitchers currently listed on this that will be clearing soon. Both Drew Rahm and Zach Peak through games today. Here's the 0-2. Misses wide, a fastball, count to 1-2. They threw sim games against just three Bay Sox batters, Maverick Hanley and A.J. Graffinino. Sat through, watched him, and looked to go very, very with Kyle Moore afterwards. He said he liked every saw. As the next pitch moves in, Sakiver, count goes to 2-2. And from what I understand, Cameron Bishop to throw one of his own tomorrow. And Bishop is one of those pitchers for Bowie that has been the line between regular reliever and routine piggybacker, so you want a schedule too. The 2-2 pitch. I'm going to miss. He got him. Went with a fastball middle. Kiver still expecting high. The second strikeout for Griffin McLarty. Two away here at the top of the second. But the point that I'm making is that when Bowie clears those three off of the injured list, they will have to make some tough decisions. At the very least, two players on roster will be deactivated in some capacity or moved around to somewhere else in the organization or put on the development list, whatever. First pitch to Kyle Datras, crushed out to left center deep. Hall on the run, and this one's out. Another solo one for Hartford here in the second. This one by Datras is third of the season. 94 miles an hour off of the 399 feet away from plate. And two home runs in frame double up the Hartford lead 2-0. So four home runs allowed Clardy this season. That ties a career high. He gave up two in his AA debut against Richmond back on the 1st of May. Here's Nico.
pitch home. Decolotti watches curveball for strike on the outside edge. Count opens up thing in one. But it is just nice to see Bowie is some of their strength back, especially in the form of Adam Hall, as the O swung on and missed high, counting in two. Out for just a little over 2 weeks, especially when he was hitting so. He's already hit well to start today's game. Had the ball to open the bottom of the first. Here's the 0-2. Misses change, and the count goes to a ball into Decolotti. Decca 205 this season, a 571 double. No homers, five runs. Struck out only eight times in walk times. Here's the ball. Misses down, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. I said it in pregame. At best, this is going to be a battle of bullpens. At worst, it's a scramble to find pitchers. It's still going to be a simple battle of the bullpens. As misses away, runs full on Decolotti. In full count that McCleary has worked today. Walked Jack Blomgren back in the first inning.
And it can't help that you have these extra rosters now with deeper bullpens like this.
Right-hander sick off one pitch, kicks and fires the payoff, and it's in there for strike three. The changeup in the lower outside corner, perfect positioning, and third strikeout for Griffin McClarity to end. Unfortunately, though, two solo home runs for Hart give them the advantage. A solo shot by Doyle to open the frame, and then one by Kyle Zatras with two. And as we go to the bottom of the second, the Bates need to get the offense going. They trail 2-0. We're back in a bit. You're listening to Bases Baseball.
Lawn Green Incorporated is your lawn care professional organic-based lawn care for residential and commercial lawns. Lawn care programs provide ball-quality results. Each service is custom-tailored, guaranteed results for even the tough lawns. On the Green also offers pest control services, mosquito ticks, and more. Safely and effectively insects and enjoy the outdoors this with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyrotechnicals, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly limited. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-36 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Youth baseball camps are back in 2002, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles and former Rookie of the Year, Al, along with former Bay Sox outfielder, Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth instruction and go head-to-head in wide games at Prince George's Stadium. Campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a Bay Sox game of their choice. Spaces, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox baseball camp today.
First pitcher Dashbach as we move on to the bottom of the second inning. Misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0 to get things started. As Bowie trails 2-0 here at Prince George's Stadium, it'll be Dashbach, Cody Roberts, A.J. Graffinino next pitch. Called a strike, a wide outside edge, and that's something that we saw from Jude Corey the other day. A little bit wide, especially against right-handers, and Dashbach to compensate. The 1-1. Smith on a slider, misses on the outside corner, and the count goes to a ball, two strikes here. Dashbach's average, 731 OPM. A double, no triples, five homer runs driven in. Here's the 1-2 offering. Chase is on that same slider, and he's down on strikes. That's the third strikeout for Michael Baird today. One gone here in the second inning. Bowie had a bit in the bottom of the first. Got a leadoff double from Adam Hall, but couldn't advance him anywhere. Now here's Cody Roberts. And a very cloudy, humid day here at Prince George's Stadium. Not clouds, not overcast, but very spotty and just covering the scoppers pitch to Cody Roberts. Called a strike on the edge of the zone. It's nothing and one. It's a 232 average this season for 661 OPS. Four doubles, 14 driven in. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down. And the count to nothing and two. Baird keeping it low on the zone in this inning. It worked out for him against Dashbach. Got him ahead. Nothing and two on Roberts, so he's well stick with it. Roberts is going to step out of the box and break up the rhythm for just a quick moment. Here's the 0-2 offering. This is down and away. Roberts laying off of that one, and the count goes to a ball and strikes. Bases empty one way here in the bottom of the second inning. Bowie down two, trying to avoid their eighth consecutive game.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Robert, late swing on a pitch inside and just a foul right side. Count stays. If this happened, and it would be unfortunate, Bay Sox lose their eighth in a row, the longest losing streak since they lost nine consecutive games in June of 2018. Here's the 1-2. Popped up, right ground, just in front of first, ranging on at the catcher. McIver gloves it after shedding the mask, two away. So still only one base hit for Bowie, and it was the leadoff double in the first inning. So now here's A.J. Graffino. Time we've really gotten to talk about him so far this season. Got brought up during the Reading series. Filled the slot for Dillon when Harris got called up to Triple A North. First pitch home to the left hand. He's called a strike on the upper outside corner. So Graffino went 0-for-3 in his first game. That was against the Fox. He struck out once. He did it in a different game as a pinch runner and scored a run, but didn't make a plate appearance. Here's the 0-1. That's a wide strike. Bowie saw those a little bit ago when Corey was behind the plate in the return as that pitch was out of the zone. Graffino, he's had a quiet, hasn't gotten as much time as he might like as this pitch fouled off left side, tailing out of the and getting about 10 rows deep. Count rolled. He only made appearances in seven games over the first 6 weeks of the season, being Triple-A Norfolk and then High-A Aberdeen. Aberdeen went to Norfolk, then came down Bowie. He went 2-for-13 and was with the Tides. Both hits were singles. He watches the next pitch up and away, and the count goes all in two strikes. Again, bases at two away here in the bottom of the second. Bowie down nothing. Baird winds and deep, bounced hard over to first. Eats up the first baseman, Datris. Can he get in time? He does. Pitcher was hovering. The 3-1 put is saved. Nearly an error. Graffino just can't get there. And three down inning for Michael Baird. On to the third at Prince George's Stadium. It's 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCH Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals, ready for trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give imaging a call, 301-571021, or find out more about how we can help DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get your gear and memorabilia for Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Cobox Team Store. Jerseys, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tax is the only place to get the best gear for you and your favorite fan. The Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium, BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Smeg coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew magnificent cup at a time. It's where Royal Farms makes the freshest and best bean in the world. Real fresh, real Royal Farms.
Scroll on to the third inning here at Princeton Stadium as Bowie trails 2-0. Griffin McLarty gave up two solo homers in the last inning, and he'll try to avoid it as Hunter Stovall leads off the frame. We hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you, Matt. As McLarty, who began the year in Aberdeen, he had April in Aberdeen, winds and delivers a good fastball strike on the inside half. And the count is nothing one. He made threes in Aberdeen. Now tonight, his fourth with Double-A Bowie. And it is maybe a little bit above the close when a fastball count evens at 1-1. Stovall, a 2-12 hitter on the batter. Pitch off speed and missing down and away. So this is 9-1-2 in the Yard Goats. And McLarty keep the base out in the game early. The pitch. And a breaking ball in ball three. Last year, McLarty spent the majority of the year with Class A Delmarva, but did finish with six of his in Aberdeen. As a fasted foul out of play right side, and they count 3-2. But really, when you look at it, he did end all that much time at the High A level. Appearances before making his way to Bowie. 3-2 to the 9-hole hitting Stovall, and a swing and a foul in a line to this. Went right after with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Jimmy Herron And then Jack Blomgren, new to this Hartford club here this week, has had a great series. A payoff pitch coming, and another lifted foul out of play, this time to the right side. Beautiful fastball at the right near the outside corner. Stovall was able to reach over the plate and waste it. 2-0 in the top of the third. A deep breath, and the Bowie right-hander throws, and it's off the outside. Speed pitch, ball four. So it is a third inning that McLarty has been able to retire the leadoff hitter. And now Jimmy Herron, who singled the leadoff the ball game, but then got picked off by the Bay Sox runner, will step to the plate. Herron played games last year, so obviously nobody played it twice, right? So he only played five games in the 2 years. And a breaking ball lifted foul top of the screen. And like nothing in one. This fourth game of the year for Herron, and that is, that's a big number for him. Began the year season, finally got healthy, actually hurt himself in Hartford series against the Bay Sox. As McLarty's feet, and he throws. And a lifted foul, good breaking ball into the seat, straight back out of play, and the count is nothing in two. Well, one of the stars of Bowie's outstanding 2021 season, and Pat Dorion hit a ball deep, and Herron went into the outfield wall and was injured. As he swings and lifts pop up, it sounded like he broke his bat. Backpedaling, the shortstop Ortiz make the catch, and the left field grass retired. Jack Blomgren will stand. Could that be any more strategic? You miss an entire year due to the pandemic. You're injured to start the next year. You finally get back on the field. And about a week in your game, out for the year. That's great to see Herron back and playing day in and day out. And Blomgren, right-handed hitter, pitch. Fastball missing up high. One ball and no strikes. Bowie is really playing a second baseman for the Bits in Westberg is right up the middle. You have to have two infielders on either side at the double-A level of the in-pitch and a breaking ball strike to even the count here at one. We would love to see a grounder against Blomgren, who has been fouled. 6-11 is Blomgren with a 5 driven in this first series of the year. Pitch. And he's beaten by the fastball, 91 on our gun. And the count is 1-2. Now, that was not the fastest fastballs McLarty has thrown tonight, but Blomgren was way behind it. As Blomgren tosses away his elbow guard angrily and gets ready to see to pitch. As McLarty, a long pause, he throws. And he beat him with another fastball. A swing and a miss. Strike three. Fourth strikeout. The ball game for McLarty. That was 92 on the gun. And there's two down in the inning for the in Michael Tuna. A big-time power hitter. Although he's had a tough series. In from the left side here. He's 1-for-13 in this series. Yes, here's the pitch. And he takes a fastball strike on the outside corner, and they count nothing. Tony Atoy by the Rockies signed as their first-round pick in 2019, 23rd overall pick of that year's draft. The pitch very low, and they count even at a ball and a strike. I bet you just about every Orioles fan could guess who the Orioles pick was in that round of that draft. Baltimore, the number one pick, and his name is Rutschman. Clock ticking for Adley's debut right now. Pitch swings and a high fastball. And 1-2. Now, last year, remember, Hart's the Rockies affiliate. Last year, the Maple All-Star game was at Coors Field, Denver, Colorado. And Tolia played in the Futures game. A 1-2 coming. And a foul fastball and a line back to the screen. What a moment it was for Tolia when he hit. In the Futures game of what was affiliate for him, his major league organization's ball on national television was quite a moment for Tolia. As a look to first, diving back to the back safely is Stovall. So Stock to open this inning, but he's still at foot two down. Hartford leads 2-0 at the top of the third inning. Two solo homers for the Goats in the second. And this here, most powerful hit Hartford at the plate. Pitch cut, and it's just a little bit low with a change. And the count is 2-2. Tolio didn't just hit that homer in his game last year. He hit 22 home runs last season. He's got 5 homers and 20 driven this year. West swung around to the pole side with a left-handed hitter up. 2-2 coming. And a swing. And it was grazed into the mid of the Roberts. He got with a fastball. So that heater is really tonight for McLarty. He battles back after the leadoff walk. And we go to the last of the third. 2-0 Hartford on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how it impacts you. Just take a moment to think out what your world would look like if you have the ability to generate electricity, heating, or air conditioning, chip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular, and frozen or refrigerated. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please, steamfitters-602. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Nitro Circus's Bat New Tour coming to Prince George's Stadium Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new app, new tricks, and the craziest contrapt, the Good, Bad, and Rad Tour presented by Aries the Sketchy, Scary, and Cringeworthy Dangers of Big Air Action Sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's Sick Daredevils who risk their lives to buoy. It's going down at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets, $35, are on sale now. ASOX.com.
It's very Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, Juneteenth, that you don't want to miss. The Rote and Latin Baseball Celebration, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid game-worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 8th, Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
Well, it's 2-0 Hartford. We head to the bottom of the third inning. We talked a little bit about the fact this is more than likely going to be a bullpen game out of the gate. That is the case. We've got a new pitcher who is coming in here for Hartford. Michael Baird allowed no runs on a hit in 2 innings, striking out 3. So Trent Fennell is coming into the game. Fennell is in his outings prior, 7 of which under the pen. He's got no record and a 6.3 ERA. 17 and innings. He's only allowed 13 hits, but he's walked 15 batters. Here's Maverick Hand, right-handed hitter. Pitch. It's Will upstairs, a head high, ball 1. It's good to see a pitcher that more batters than that he allows. That's the case for Fennell this year. Breaking ball cuts across the plate. The count evens at 1-1 here to Handley. You want to be patient at the plate. Has been a very aggressive hit at times in this series. The 1-1 count. Breaking ball line down the left, and it's a fair ball as it dips into the corner. And Maverick Handley is into second with a double. We see it. He got an off pitch, and hits an extra base hit. That's third inning. And that is his third double of the year. And now making his return to the Bay Sox lineup tonight will stand in. Feel for Hall, who had such a great start to the year, hitting 3 in the month of April after playing in the opening game of May. He has been sidelined, and he's back in tonight playing the field. As the pitch, and a breaking ball, and he hit it. And Hall's okay. As he walks around the precipice of the plate area and now tosses the bat away. The pitcher as well in Fennell had kind of awkward release of that baseball. In fact, it looked like Fennell stumbled a little his landing point. They didn't really hit it in sense. And now the Sox are in business freaking time today. They had 2 men on and 1 man in the first inning, but they didn't score. And now they've 2 men on, nobody out, trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. Ken McLarty, the starter, has allowed 2 balls, striking out 5 in 3 innings. And a right-hander is up and throwing in the buoy cap here right now. Might be Jensen getting loose for the Hawks. Down the right field line. Wanting two on, nobody out. Sox looking to rally. Fennell throws. Fastball inside. And all of a sudden, right out of the gate, you're seeing a right-handed pitcher missing in consistent on these right-handed hitters. And Westbrook's the guy that can damage. They're going to turn and look back. And the runner at second, dodging safely with a right hand. You know, Westbrook's had an in-season. Batting average is not what he would like it in. At 214, the OPS is, it's up there, 766. As he ball cutting off the outside, and it counts 2-0. He's got 27 this year, and increased 17 of them are extra base hits. That's an astonishing number. He's got 11 doubles, 6 home runs, and he's only got 10 singles. Coming, and a breaking ball, big cut. And a foul back there. Gunner didn't miss it by mistake. Excuse me. Jordan didn't miss by much. And the count is 2-1. Westberg. I mean, how many guys have you ever seen more month than a year who have more doubles than singles? He hits it. He rips it. Pitch coming. And a breaking ball drilled down the left. If it stays fair, it's on. It's a fair ball and a home run. And it did not long. The base side reading Fennell Root. And the three-run Jack Weisberg, his seventh of the year, has put the Bay Sox top 3-2. Boy, he got an off-speed pitch. And he crushed it. And it just did stay fit right down the field line. And all of this game feels quite a bit, does it not? You know, when you're a team struggling and facing a team like Hearts Red Hot, and you're early, as here's the pitch, and Fontana takes down low, the count is 1-0, you know, start to get that feeling like, oh, here we go again. But Westbrook is take that out of the equation with one wing. As a fastball is off the plate, it's up and away, and it's 2-0 to Fontana, and you can tell how he's really laboring. Tana walked his first time up. The pitch. And he takes a fight down the middle for a strike. Fontana's got an 834 OPS entering tonight. What a year it's been for him. That's 80 points better than his career OPS. Pitch. And he swings and lifts a foul. Out play left side. And they cut 2-2. Boy, Fontana got it. He was right on that fastball. And that was a 93. Mile an hour heater. Fennell is set at the ball, and he delivers. A fastball, a late swing, but it's slashed foul into the net. Hangs above the Hartford dugout. Boy, balls go into that part of the netting, and you think about all the years at Prince George's City that that netting was not here. That would have been a scream into the seats right there. Two coming. And a line drive hit into right center. Over to cut it off, the right fielder, Deco Lotti. An aggressive turn, Fontana, but he puts on the brake. And the Bay Sox seen the first four batters in this third inning. They've scored three times, and my goodness, they might be done for yet. There's still nobody out. And here is Joey Ortiz. Slightly open stance in from the right side. And here's the pitch. It's too tall. Ball one about chest high. Ortiz is trying to join former collegiate teammate in the big leagues with Baltimore. And he went to New Mexico State. How about that? As now the 1-0. Keep a line towards the alley and left center. Down, and it's going to roll for a while. Heron is able to cut it off. Heading third, and now holding up Fontana. Fighting in the second is Ortiz with a double. Great job there by Bay Sox manager Kyle Moore. Holding Fontana. He had his foot ashed firmly against the gas. As he turned third, trying to score. As now Blaine Beattie, the longtime Bay Sox pitching coach. Now it is I believe, third year of the Rockies organization. He's going to go out to talk things over here with Fennell. Three runs, second and third, and he is out. Joey Ortiz, and he was drafted by the Orioles. There were other, actually only one of them, but there ended up after a trade being two other New Mexico Stingers in the city. And what's on the Orioles right now, and that would be one of the new starters in the Baltimore, in Kyle Bradish. They made a short stint with the Bay Sox last year. Bradish, frankly, would have been, I believe, a long Bay Sox in the 2020. It was kind of the year that he was due to pitch at the double. But here is Zach Watson. Effort's going to bring the infield in a bit. They're about halfway in. Pitch, and it's off the inside. Fastball, ball one. You know what to Bowie's ears right now is the fact that the Hartford bullpen is completely barren. The way Bowie's swinging against Fennell. Pitch. Good fly ball to left. In medium depth left. Makes the catch. Running for the plate. Here's a throw. Slide. And he's saved. A head slide by Fontaine. Boy, aggressive base running. And it really paid off. A sack fly by Watson. And Ortiz heads up into third with that throw all the way going. No way it was getting cut. And on a bang bang play, Watson, or I should say Fontana, slides in safe. And Bowie has hung full board in the third inning, leading 4-2. And Hartford will bring the infield all the way in. Runner at third, one down, Andrew Dashbaugh. Now to the plate, the seventh hitter of the fray. And Hitch. And he takes a fastball, ball one. So this spot where you'd love to hit fair, right, with the infield in, a chance to bring home a run out, or only because it's only one out. That's now, and it's in the dirt, a breaking ball two. Ashbot, incredibly though, has struck out or walked 61% of his plate appearances this year. The good part of it, he walks a ton. And now he's ahead of the counter, 2-0 against Fennell. Here's the pitch. Stood foul out of play right side. Fennell busted him with a fastball right on the hands of Dashbaugh. Four runs are in, and this and the Bay Sox have first lead of the night. Infield in, incoming. And there's a ball driver. Back on it, Doyle, two hit to make the catch, but it's deep enough to allow Ortiz to tag and score. So Ortiz's ability, tag and get third base, the sack fly prior to left, big time dividends. Sack fly to center has made it a 5-2 lead. It's little things in the game of baseball that can bring you a big insurance run. Heron, the left fielder, from the fly ball by Watson, in maybe a step or two, made the catch, and without Bowie sent him, and a chopper to third off the bat, of course, as Shunk throws across the diamond in time, ends what is a big inning lead. So the Bay Sox get a three-run homer off the bat of Jordan Wesper, and it's a five-run rally. On we go. Bowie 5-2 on the Baseball Network.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, professional organic-based lawn care program filling commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom-tailored with guarantee even the toughest lawns. On the also offers outdoor pest control service. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On Incorporated. Go to thegreeninc.com.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthdays and even fundraising opportunities for your team. Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group. Affordable rates with plenty of options on seats and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and enjoy your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Base game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse catchers, a physical therapist, and more. To get your employee back to work, costs, and keep premiums down.
teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at CIWC.com.
Pitchers are out of this ball game now. Griffin McClarty departs three innings, three hits, two runs allowed, walking two and striking out. And we're going to see the right-hander, Jayett, now, who enters the game in what will be his double-A appearance. And he'll face cleanup hitter Brenton Dormard his last time up. As here's the pitch, and it's in there, a strike with a fastball near the outside corner, strike one. Elliott, high A Aberdeen to open the year, the Oklahoma State product, as a breaking ball dives down and away, and the count in one. A battle through a lot of arm troubles in his collegiate tenure, but still worked his pro game. As a reaching swell speed pitch down, and door empty in the count 1-2. And now here is, who was a 19th round pick of the Eagles 3 years ago, reaching the double A level. As a breaking ball tap foul behind the plate. With Bowie, Elliott a tough debut against Harrisburg. He allowed 5 runs, 4 of which earned in 2 innings, and he allowed knots, which is really a number pitch coming. It's a little bit low, a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count evening 2-2 to go. But boy did bounce back on Mayhem, 4 scoreless against Reading. Is off the outside, a full ball 3. In his last 2 outings, he's runs on 8 hits in 6 innings. It's pitch 3-2 coming. And called strike 3. He got up the knees right over the heart of the plate, and Doyle down on strike. That's a big first to open your evening and keep the momentum in Bowie's corner. Bay Sox 5 runs in the bottom. As here is Aaron Shunk. And Elliott delivers to the outside. A fastball missed badly down and away. Ball 1. Elliott went through time on surgery at Oklahoma State. Pitch coming. And it's down and away. Ball 2. Comes from a great baseball family. His brother drafted by the White Sox. Currently in the Blue Jays station. In fact, Jake Elliott has played in this league this year. It's a chopper left side. High second up. A step in the outfield. Grass throw. And they got the tag. Ashbach is an outstanding baseman. He will pick a low Raffanino throw on a ball by Shunk earlier. And there Ortiz, this, instead of trying to pick a charging it, that he was going to second hop. And it meant he got rid of it to make a long throw from a step in the outfield grass quick. And even though the throw was off the bag, Dashbach made the play. As a breaking ball walked the outside. Ball 1 to Weaver. A first baseman will try to switch and fall the bag there. Just doing everything you can to stay on it. As a breaking ball stays in ball. But Dashbach knew that the throw was going to beat the runner's shot good ways. As here he comes. And a swing and a ground ball pulled foul. Third base side of the count 2-1. With that, Dashbach came off of the bag, caught, and then with a sweeping tag, got Shunk out. 5-2, Bowie counts, nobody on in the fourth inning. As Elliott delivers. Speed and cut on and miss. Strike 2. That's a good pitch. 79 miles. And the count is 2-2. The pitch. And up is tapped lightly foul near the heart count on the third base side. So McIver is the sole hitter, but he is also the team's with 8 homers on the year. And he's got 20 driven in. Now he's been a force offensively. The pitch. And a breaking ball veers well down and away. And the count runs full. That's a pitch Elliott wanted to zone and have it cut off to entice a swing. It started out of the zone to begin with. 3-2 coming. And a great base hit through the right side of the infield. A fastball middle. And McIver is on with a 2-out single. Esberg was shaded middle. And it left the side of the infield open. And McIver with a ground ball. In fact, 103 miles an hour off the bat. And Bowie had no play on it. And now Kyle Datcherich, who hit his a home run earlier in this game, will step to the plate, right hand, and he takes a fastball, just missing, maybe a bit low, like it had the outside corner, but 1-0. Datcherich, his third home run of the year, and this, his 20th game. As Jensen delivers, at upper left side, Ortiz to his left, flipping the short route to second, and the sliding McIver, and the inning is over. Oh, a two-out single, and nothing more. The Bay Sox get the shutdown inning after a five-run third. Bottom of the fourth, it's 5-5 on the Bay Sox. Betmore.
Sky Shooter by ZY Pyrotechnics. Beam up the sky with top-of-the-line fire shows following Bay Sox games on long. We will give you the best bang buck. Sky Shooter displays, will show true pyro music, some choreographed plays, and much more. Night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed promotions and fun at Prince George's Stairs with fireworks presented by DCA Systems. It's our Mother and Son Night with special ticket packages available at basehop.com. And most importantly, it's BSA Campout. When you purchase a special ticket, you and your scout can camp in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, 17th, so find out more and get your at basehop.com.
At Teaching Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give Teaching a call, 301-587-1021, or more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, office made easy.
Welcome back here to head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cats have a 5-2 lead. Here's A.J. Graffanino, one of the newcomers. He takes a strike, a feather the outside or on the outside court, and the count is nothing. 8-1 to bat for Bowie in the final throws, and it's off and away, and the count 1-1. This is one of these aspects of a game like you've got a bullpen. You have a pitcher that gives 5 runs in an inning and got to go right back out there. As a fastball in on the hands of Graffanino, and he fouls it out to the general admission seats left side. And the count 1-2. Graffanino getting in his third game with Bowie of the year. Pitch coming. And he takes strike 3, a fastball on the side corner. So that's a first strikeout for Fennell tonight. And now the man that really sparked everything, Maverick Ham, is going to come to the plate, and you just feel so good for Hanley. Lead off the last inning and give Bowie some in what now is a big time of the game.
Yeah, with the way that Bowie's been platooning some guys, he hasn't gotten in consistently. He's playing well.
There's a deep drive to right. Decolotti back, but with room, make the catch on the warning track. Well, Maverick, you give him a first pitch fastball. He's got the go sign, and he nearly left the board two down. And now At Hall will come to the plate. And it's always good to be batting a third time in the fourth inning. And that is doing here. One for one. Hit by pitch and a run scored today. 5-2. Bowie leads. Pitch and a fastball off the outside. The catcher McIver trying to frame it up on the outer edge, but they call from Jude Corey, the home plate umpire. As now the 1-0. And a breaking ball foul out of play. Off to the count 1-1. What crowd tonight at Prince George. You know, this is spectacular Friday night. Outstanding job by the marketing crew Bowie for one of the great programs. As this is in on the hands of Hall. He did not go. And it's 2-1 strike. If elementary school students read over a month a certain amount of books at their reading level, they get a ticket. Yay. As there's a swing and a chopper, two hops, Stovall gloves tap, and he throws out Hall, and with it, the inning is over. So Fennell, who had a terrible first inning of work, sets down 1-2-3, the fourth, and we head to the 5-2. The Bay Sox League on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discounts, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com. Kids, so don't miss out on all the giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, up now at BaySox.com.
Hey, coffee lovers. Nowhere in the world's freshest cup of coffee, right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from the kind of coffee you want to... The freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee is at Royal Farms. So it'll be love at first sip. It's the freshest coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast, Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, welder, or HVAC service, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
All great to be back with you, right? It's moving. It's 5-2. We head to the fifth now with the call. Here's Matt Sabatis.
Jim Elliott back to work for the Bay Sox. He faces 8-9-1 here in this half inning for Hartford. Pitch on its way home to Nico Decolotti. Strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing in one. Decolotti in the dugout looking against Griffin McLarty. First time up. 205 average this season. Only 1-for-9 combined in this series. He watches the next pitch. Slider. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, as Elliott continues, the fourth appearance for Bowie. This one lined up the first base. Touches down foul. A little bit to the right side of the chalk. Goes to 1-2. He's had some good outings and a couple of outings. He's coming off of an interesting appearance against Redding, header to end the series back on the 15th. He came in the second game after Griffin had only tossed three innings. He tossed a scoreless frame, but the second inning of work for Elliott was the troublesome one. He gave up four base hits in his second inning of work. Eventually, two runs across with two runners on base. Trying to avoid anything similar, he pitched to Decolotti, misses the curveball, and the count goes even at two ball strikes. Bases he out here in the top of the fifth inning, Bowie 2, as the next pitch to Decolotti is down just barely. Pitches around that zone, called for strikes in today's game, but instead it's a count full. Decolotti this season, 1-for-8 on full counts, 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. He payoff. Bounced over to second on one hop. It's picked by Westbrook. He charges and fires for to first in time. There's one A. Here's Hunter Stovall. Drew a walk his first time up. Righty on righty as Elliott kicks and fires the first. Is that a ball? That middle of the plate, top half of the zone, called that a ball. That is an atrocious call. Here's the 1-0. Hit it out toward deep left center field. Hauling on it. Curling around, called up left fielder Fontana, and Fontana makes the play. So the quick flout negates the earlier bad behind home plate. And now it goes back on the lineup and Jimmy Herron. Look, I'm not one to make those drastic flouts so quickly, but we saw it a lot from Drew Corey the last time he was behind the disc ago. Both teams were very frustrated with it. And that pitch, the way it read on, was a strike. Fermi Herron misses down and away a slider. Got it, 1-0. Herron single to open up the game on an opening from Griffin McLarty, but he picked off just a couple of pitches with 1-0. Bounced between the... A diving grab by Westberg in the outfield. Grab first, and it's not in time. Rainbow toss, just couldn't get there as Westberg tried to hop from the dive and just didn't get it. Herron is on the single, his second hit of the day. And a two-out base runner for Hartford here in the top of the fifth inning. So now here's Jack Blomgren. Oh for one day for him. He drew a walk first inning, struck out swinging in the third.
First pitch. Bounces it foul. Third base side. And they get nothing in one. So I mentioned it a little bit pre. The Bay Sox are hoping to finally see some of theirness in the bullpen, in the pitching staff as a whole, after this series closes. Had a couple of sim games today, one for tomorrow as well. Pickoff throw back to first, no tag high. And they called a ball on Elliott. Kyle Moore is arguing with it, gesturing a little vividly at the home plate umpire. Elliott a little confused, asking for clarification on it. I didn't see enough to make a decision one way or the other, and I know balk rules can be tricky, so usually don't weigh in on those specifically. But it does put runner in position on the balk for Elliott. But still touts in an 0-1 count on Blomgren. Here's the pitch. Late swing, just rolled on home plate foul. Count goes 3-2. So the ball doesn't mean much if Elliott can put out here. Here's the next. Slider misses down and away. And the count of two strikes on Blomgren. So far, Elliott up to 32. Most he's thrown in. Bowie is 54. That was a double-A debut. Runner at second, two away. One breaking ball lifted out toward deep left. Tana back, squares it up in front of the track and makes the catch at the shoulder. Comes to a close, and as we're halfway at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 5-2. We're back in a bit. You're listening to baseball.
Sunday 22nd, it's a fiesta at Georgia Stadium. For the first time this season, the Bay Sox will transform into El Congrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake face-off against Los Perros Caliente Akron as part of Minor League Baseball de la Diversión. It'll be a Latin celebration all afternoon around the ball, presented by Chesapeake Employers. And get your tickets today at 301-464-4865 and online at baysox.com.
Great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's Invisalign aligners, anyone a smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's leading dentists right here in the D.C. area, we leave Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. That amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smiter of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the games at Prince George's Stadium. You can get 30% on your selected seat from to enjoy a number of exclusive benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and free members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by 01-464-4065 or heading online to baysox.com.
Fans in the corner, patient first, proud spot of Bay Sox they are. Urgent care that's 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Every patient first has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient first, the name. Back to Prince George's State. Bottom of the fifth inning as Bowie leads. They'll try to increase. Trent Fennell continues on the mound. He was 5 runs in the third with a perfect fourth. And now Jordan Westberg, who tagged him for the 3 in that third inning. After Westberg, Jane Fontana, then Joey Ortiz. All had base hits against Fennell in that game. Right-hander on right-hander to start. Fennell, at the time, that was his fourth home run of the season. And the first pitch home. Westberg smokes it the other way for a base hit. That one will be picked up by Decca Lightfield as Westberg has a two-hit now. Ninth multi-hit day season for Westy, and well, all of them have been of two-hit variety, three-hit game yet this year. Leadoff man aboard for Bowie is Shane Buckman. Fontana perfect at late today, walked in the first, singled in third inning. Fennell has an interest set motion, first pitch, swinging jitterpiece foul into home plate. Capped up at nothing to one. When he brings the glove, he does it so he does it at the waist. Stretch lightly, just kind of extends his elbow, or straightens out his elbows, and it extends shoulders up a little bit so the ball and glove are a bit further away as if he's taking a deep, brings it back in. Here's the 0-1. Font watches down for a ball, even at a ball and a strike.
Bay Sox ahead, 5, bottom of the 5th inning. An outstanding crowd this evening here at Georgia Stadium. Hope to see more of these as it continues. Here's the 1-1. Fontana, late swing, fouled off left side, and to a ball and two strikes now. He's been on a big uptick as well, Fontana. 282 average, 863 as here in the month of May. And remember, he started the season 0 for 12. Here's the 1-2. Misses down, kept in front by Burr, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Westberg, a very short lead off of face. Only two steals that he's not been caught, the 2-2. Mid side, and the count runs full on Fontana after he was initially behind, a ball and two. Fennell spent most of 10 in 21 in the bullpen in high A Spokane. He's 26 years old, 24 draft selection in 2018, went in college. Here's the payoff. Fontana, which down for ball four. He's drawn today. He's at the Bowie's walks as Fenn towards his first free pass, and the base ops have first and second with nobody out for Joey's.
Joey Ortiz.
Ortiz, 2 on the day, popped out to third base in the first to left field, back in that third. And now a chance here with runner in scoring position, nobody, 2 runners on base. First pitch home, right-hander watches a beautiful slider hit over outside corner of the zone for a call, gets nothing in one. Fennell had a very long stay in the bullpen for High Spokane last year, made 8 starts, but went 1-3. You don't really account the record too much on relievers as the 0-1 misses down and away for a ball. Track it as much, maybe holds and saves, yes. It maybe looks if it coincides with a blown save. But a 4.52 ERA on appearances with high A last year. Here's the 1-1. Misses down and away at C's, and the count goes to 2-1. Of course, there Fennell has a 6.23 ERA in 8 appearances, a number that's after that 5-run third inning. And as he labors here, and right-hander is moving in the bullpen forward, getting some warm tosses with rhythm. Looks like that could be Wilkes. Next pitch to Ortiz, called strike on the bottom edge of the zone. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ending with an opposite field single from Jordan West. Rarely does that. Only 19% of the time he goes the other way. The 2-2 pitch swings and misses on a high fastball. He's only the sick out for Trent Fennell so far. Ortiz has a parting word for the home plate fire. The pitch he was called for strike, the second strike of the plate appearance, was a bit low. But now it goes to Zach Watt. Runners at first and second, and now one gone. That's, he's up to 44 pitches. Here's the first. Slider called a strike on the inside edge to Zach. Count opens up at nothing and one. Next pitch to Watson, misses down. Count evens it a ball and a strike. Watt, one of his best stretches of the season, currently riding a 6-game hit streak. That's it for the longest hit streak for a Bay Sox player this year. It comes on the heels, a 6-game hitless streak. Misses high and goes to 2 balls and a strike. Hudson Haskin had a 6-game hit streak for a stretch of the few games of the year. He went on the injured list. Well, not the injured list. He just sat out for about 4 games. Never actually had an IL stint. Here's the 2-1. Misses down. And the count goes to 3-1 on Zach Watt Hall as the other 6 for Bowie. His was at start of the season. He opened the year 9-4. A pair of doubles and a run driven in. Again, he's the leadoff man. It makes sense that he didn't drive in too many during. Here's the 3-1. Watson nearly takes it on the chin as he scampers away and takes ball 4 to load the bases. Second walk by Trent Fennell. Third overall for Hartford. And let's see if that draws a chain. Chris DeNorfia out of. This is the first mound visit, so no just yet, or have they made the ball? DeNorfia gets the ball. They're all dapping up Trent Fennell on the mound, and yet the switch. So new pitcher coming on for it as the Bay Sox have bases loaded and only here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll step and be back with Andrew Dashbach to the plate. Tell you about the pitcher after this. Your Bay Sox baseball.
Hey kids, the Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special member events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Head to BaySox.com to sign up your kids so don't miss out on all the promotions at Give Up Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, so at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging City, we provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output scanning and workflow, to document security, and we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-1021 or find out how we can help you. DCImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Pitching change here in the bottom of the Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox threatening to break it open. They 5-2 with the base loaded and only one out. It'll be Andrew Dashbach to step into the batter's box against Will Gattin on the mound for Hartford. Channel departs. His line is not close at the moment. He's in line for a loss. 2 1/3 innings of work. He's 5 hits and 5 runs all earned. It all the way up to 8. He got 2 and walked 2, gave up a home run. Makes way for Gattis, 185-pound, 20-year-old right-hander from Merrimack, New Hampshire. Third-round draft selection in 2017 from Furman University. On the season for Hartford, he's made 10 appearances, a 1-0 record with a 4.76 ERA, 11 1/3 innings of work, strikeouts, 5 walks, 2 homers. He faces Dashbach here, who's for 2 with the bases loaded this season. He watches the first pitch called strike on a slider down and away. It's nothing and one. Dashbach has struck out twice, was loaded, has one sacrifice fly. He could get one heat, one out. It's Watson Montana at second, Westberg at third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Gonna miss. Pitch in the dirt. And count quickly, nothing and two on Dashbach. He's 0-1 in the day, had a sacrifice fly back in the third inning. They actually had 2 in that frame. That was his 12th ribby of the season. Out swinging back in the second. Gattis looking for the putout. They're looking for a way. The 0-2 misses down and away, and the count 2 strikes. Dashbach sees only 125 with runners in addition, compared to his 76 overall average. Here in the month of May, that's about in line with how he started the year. Here's the 1-2. Called strike 3 on a pitch away. Again, a missed call. Could say our glasses, could say sore, sure, but we've got beatouts here. That's one of the great benefits of just Edmonton technology in baseball is that we can see so much of what, you know, the team see and what TrackMan sees, and we can see that that's out of the zone. Here's Cody Roberts. Called a strike on the outside, and the count opens up at nothing and one. And again, that pitch was... Roberts this season was loaded 1-for-5. He's got a bases clearing double to his credit. The 0-1. Called a strike. That one for the zone. A little bit on the outside, and the count goes to nothing and two. 0-for-2 on the day. Grounded out to third. He popped out to the catcher in foul territory back in the second. Gattis looked random loaded. The 0-2 pitch. Swing. High fastball. Roberts back. And the count goes to 1-2. Inning started with a single the opposite way by Spurg. 2 walks later, and the bases are low. Forced Hartford to make a pitching change. It looks like they'll stick with Jensen Elliott for now as the Bay Sox lead 5-2 here in the fifth. 1-2 to Roberts. Swung on, base hit. Westberg score. Fontana rounds third. He's coming home. Throw goes back to second, and it's not in time. A 2-run RBI single for Cody Roberts, and the Bucks break ahead to a 7-2 advantage fifth. Roberts, RBI is number 15. Both of those runs were chalked to Trent Fennell. Roberts has been one of the best batters for Bowie. He's loaded this season. He's got 5 runs in now. Here's A.J. Grau. Runner still in scoring position. 2 away, but now a 5-run. Pitch home. Left-hander swings through it. Up, down, and away. Count opens up 1. And I haven't gotten to tell you a lot about AJ Graffinini. Very good story. Comes from a small family as the 0-1 misses. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. He was part of the Tommy Malone trade. Ken Cullen, who's a former base player, calling up with Lee Norfolk right now. Did have a couple of games this season. Here's the next. Toward right center field, falling in for a bit. Here comes a quick round of third Bunsen. The throw doesn't go anywhere as Watt scores. The Bay Sox add on another. An RBI knock by AJ Graffinino makes it 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth. First hit, first RBI of the season with Bowie for Graffinino. And the Bay Sox have a inning here in the fifth after a five-run third inning. So just flip the numbers there. Three-run fifth, fifth, five, third. Here's Maverick Hanley, still with two. First pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball misses away. Count open, but nothing and one. Go into Graffinino's family history later. Of 13-year major leaguer Tono. That last run on Watson, charged to Fennell. His line is closed. 0-1 is lined over to the left side of a hit. Will they send the runner? They will. It's picked by Heron. Sent back from and way offline. Down toward is Cody Roberts. Another two-out RBI single for Bowie from Maverick Hanley. And it's opening a 9-2 lead. Hanley's sixth RBI this season for the Bay Sox. His third multi-hit game of season, and it goes back to with Adam Hall. Their five-run inning, the Bay Sox didn't even set nine to the plate. That's what happens when you get a home run. For Hall, called a strike on the lower outside corner to the center. Count opens up at nothing and one. Hall doubled to open the first inning for Bowie, but was left at base. He got hit by a pitch in the third and scored. Grabbed short his last time up, the 0-1. Breaking ball, misses down and away, and is it a ball and a strike. First and second here with two away in the bottom of the fifth. Currently a fourth inning for Bowie. They lead 9-2. A leadoff single walks and then three consecutive RBI singles. The 1-1 misses away to Hall and goes to two balls and a strike. You can just tell Bowie is feeding off of the crowd for the first time in quite some time. Those mid-May days where school is still in session, it's tough. The 2-1 pitch lifts it up the first base corner. Foul, out of play. Goes even at two. But now with Monday night reading program in full swing, you get a good turnout, and Sox can really feed off of a good crowd and runs on. You just get the energy flowing. It's just so fun for everyone roaming the concourse, enjoying the food in their seats, waving the hats and the towels. 2-2 to Hall. Missed down a fastball, and the count runs full on Hall. Now, again, he's only played 15 games before an IL stint, so he's only six on full counts this year. Strikeouts, four walks. It's the free pass. It would load the bases. Payoff pitch. Runners go. It's fouled off slightly to the right. Looked like a sinking fastball there, and Hall just made some incidental contact. That one might have saved his bacon, because if they appealed, he could have gotten called for a round, and he would have been out on strike. But we'll do it again. Off the 3-2 is called strike. The pitch low and away, and Hall is going to argue he has a legitimate case for it. Pointing with the knock of his bat as Kyle Moore runs down to make sure he shoos the batter away from Jude Corey, who's been having a tough time calling the balls and strikes by home plate. Oh, strikeout looking ends the frame, but on three more runs, that four more runs, if I can remember how to count, as we go on to the set, Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 9, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can 301-231-300 or visit us at www.pest.com.
It's not baseball season, fireworks, and you can always cast and best at Prince George's. There's no better way to cap off a ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have you covered this season with six different shows to choose from. So get your tickets to Sox.com. There's plenty to come month of May with fireworks at home Saturday. Hope to see you.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pirates. We'll be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-work shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, true piracles, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY. Find out more by calling us at 573-281-361 or visit us online, zytechnics.com.
Back with us as we move to the sixth inning at Georgia Stadium. Bowie up 9-2. We hand it off to Adam.
Boy, I like the sound of that. And here's Montoya. And he lifts the foul play left side. And they can't make it one. 3-4 in the Hartford order against Jensen Elliott, who is now in his third inning of work. He almost certainly be the pitcher of record in the game. And a foul on a line back of the screen. Of course, that is if it keeps going Bowie's way. And the count is now, they get two. Griffin started the game and allowed two runs, both on solos in three innings. And Elliott deals down low, ball one. Now Elliott today, fourth double-A appearance, and a chance for his first double-A win. Pitch in the dirt, and the count is 2-2. So much of the game of baseball is about taking advantage of your opportunities, stringing the hits that you have, but putting them to the next one. And a backdoor breaking ball, Cole Spree. Tolley is down for a third time. And in the sixth. And here's Brenton Doyle, one of those Hartford homers early game. And today for Bowie's one examples of hitting as a sweep ball, slow curve. In there, strike one to start that here to Doyle. The pitch and a breaking ball. Oh, a check swing, and they rolled, grazed the bat of Doyle, and he's to our home plate umpire, Jude Corr. What are you seeing? Well, Doyle not happy, but it's now nothing to. A pitch that would have been called a ball, it darted down and away. The pitch, and this one unclean is out of the zone. And is now here at a ball of strikes. But the Bay Sox so clutch late in this game in moments tonight, and they've maximized those opportunities. Pitch, and there's the curve, but it stays up. In. Bowie is 4-for-10 with runners in position here tonight. The 2-2 coming. And a high fly ball down the line and left. Fontana over with room. And near the edge of the warning track, he makes the catch for the second out of the sixth inning. And now Aaron Shunk will come to the plate. It's so often in a game you've got a chance to score three or four times in a contest. What do you do with it? Five runs in the third. And then what quite could have been the knockout blow. Four. All the two down in the fish, and a fastball down all one to Shunk. And all set in the Bay Sox, who at one point trailed 2-0 in this game. They've got a 9-2 lead. As there's a chopper towards the middle, Spur gloving a second hop on well in time, and with it is over. A 1-2-3 top sixth inning. And through 5.5 here at Prince Stadium, the Bay Sox have a 9-2 lead. On the Big Sox Baseball Network.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil Royal Farms. But less than it to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent time. It's why Royal Farms makes the best coffee in the world. Real fast. Royal Farms.
Bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a game, and you'll even get to have the stadium for you. Bay Sox birthday party is unforgettable, one-of-a-kind at Prince George's Stadium. Book your calling 301-44-4880, baysox.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Spurs UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program, apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Well, missed a change in the top of the sixth for Bowie. Sid Haskin was in the field for Adam Hall after he called strike three to end. Right, he is center fielder for Bowie. Westberg pitch, and it's down in a one from Will Gattis. The Hall day, though, today, 1-for-3 by pitch, and a run score. Haskin will bat, but not for a while. Westberg is the number two hole hitter as he swings and misses. And they catch here on a ball at a strike. Cole Blomgren, the set, is a bit up the middle here at 1-1. Hard ground ball, deep in the hole left side. Cutting across third baseman, gloving to his and throwing out Westberg. For first out of this bottom of the set. And now Shane Tanna will come to the plate. On the Orioles organization tonight, Kyle Stowers, with such a magnificent year with the Bay Sox a year ago, 3-for-3 for the kids as a swing and a miss from Fun. Off speed pitch, throw change up, and the count nothing one. Stowers is get going. Two doubles tonight, and the Tides ball tonight. 0-1 coming. Tanna takes just off the inside. A fastball, and the count here 1-1. That is the third Hartford pitcher of the night, and he goes back to changeup and gets a swing and a miss from Fontana. D.L. Hall getting that start for the Norfolk Tides, and he's throwing upwards of 9 miles an hour in Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. There's a ground ball towards the middle, and Hannah's done it again. What a night for Shane. A base to center. He's 2-for-2 walks. He's been on base 4 times tonight. And Fontana aboard with 1 down. He's been one of the greats of this early 2022 Bay Sox season. And here is Joey Ortiz. By the way, time does fly, does it not? As Ortiz stands in. And here's the pitch. Missing away ball one. This tonight is the 35th Bay Sox game of the year of what is 138. 35 times 4 is 140. As the watch. And it's a breaking ball, just ball two. So we did earlier, but we're basically a quarter of the way through the year. And really right about at that point of what the first half of the season. Look back to first and Fontana. Dives back to the bat safely. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in this game. And a big double in the 5-run booter. Here's the pitch. And a ball a little bit low. And there's now 3-0. Bowie is in 7-game losing stretch. They have fallen down early in games often. As here's the pitch. The short could be two. Stole the gloves, the second one. The pit first in time. Inning ending double play. Bowie has been in rallying, but they just haven't been able to come all the way back and get over the hump. But tonight it feels a little bit different. 9-2, Sox lead it. We're back with more from Prince George's Stadium. Right this.
A commercial plumbing project calls for a job fleet and on time, then calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 always delivers the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs things done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Brains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care is a corner at Patient First. Want a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, less, and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries. First is here for you. Pay First. The name,
benefits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, Bay Sox, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's to you, or if you're one yourself, then you want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, sponsored by Educational Systems Federal. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at the stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to 1st.
On to the new we go, the Bay Sox have a 9-10. And then they'll bring in their third pitcher of the night as the tall sidewinder Noah Hoffman is on for 10th outing of the year. A record of 1-1, an average of 4.38. As what an outstanding outing there by Ellie. So Nolan Hoffman will deal to Willie McIver. They get the ground balls as he delivers. Yeah, there's a ground ball struck sharply today and by the diving second baseman Westberg into right center, or it's played into the infield nicely by Haskin. And MacGyver's got his hit of the night. A leadoff slow open Hoffman's evening. Here is Datris. What a night for Ellie. As here's the pitch. And in there, a fastball at the knees on the outside. Strike one. Jensen Elliott, three innings, hits no runs. He took a batter, and he struck out two. And he's in line for his first double-A win. As that low, sweeping break stays inside. It was close. And the count is 2-0. Again, the Bay Sox with a 9-2 lead in the seventh. The pitch, and it's off speed and in there on the outer half of the plate. And is now, actually off of it, might be 1-2 on the scoreboard. Westberg up the middle of the second baseman. Ortiz very deep in the hole here. As here's the pitch. It's off the outside, an off-speed pitch. And the count is 2-2. Really an incredible crowd tonight. That's a big part of the story at Prince George's Stadium. I just spoke to Bay Sox general manager Brian Cross as a fastball. Oh, miss. Where was it? Maybe a bit off the outside. And the count has run from two. This might be what Bay Sox crowds last 5 or 10 years. Incredible pitch. Dang, and a miss. He got him. And a high fastball. Dash is chasing ball four and one retired. And when you lose an entire season to a pandemic, last year, some really good crowds, especially in the year. But at the beginning of the season, fans were spaced out around the ballpark. I mean, I'm not saying we didn't cherish nights like this before, but the feeling ballpark tonight is really something special. As Nico Decolotti batting, taps one foul behind, and the count is nothing in one. See, one of the tricky for a team like the Bay is that this actually the largest eating bowl in the East League of the 12 teams coming. And there's a strike with a small. It's nothing in two. There are more people in this ballpark right now. Hartford's brand new ballpark in downtown could hold. And even the one ball pitcher, the Diamond in Richmond, they seats. As here's the Decolotti. And it's in strike three, just beneath the belt. Small on the outside part of the plate. So after the hard hit, the old seventh, Hoffman had a consecutive strikeout. And now the nine-hole hitting shortstop, Hunter Stovall, will play. There are many different places that are a gathering ground of our local community off the country. It's beautiful things, the ability to be together, enjoy our community that we lost. The pitch is down and in, and it's all the way down. That guy's up to second of the wild pitch. And a night like tonight, I mean, we saw a marriage proposal on the first pitch. These Sox who have dropped a week of games in a row here, coming back from it for a big lead and incredible atmosphere of the ballpark. This has it all tonight. As a swing and a miss, and a fastball and in, and the count is 1 to Stovall. 9-2, Bowie lead, runner at second, two down, top of the seventh inning. Stovall, a former teammate, and misses with Bay Sox infielder Jordan Westberg. As a break veers off the outside, Stovall was a junior on the team in which Westberg was a Schmidt. The pitch, and there's a cold strike with a ball, and the count is two. And that team, I believe the 2018 Mississippi State Bulldogs, went to the College World Series. Count is 2-2. Deep breath from Hoffman, and he delivers. And a late swing, and boy, oh boy, Kyle Moore, his heart jumped a little bit as that ball was slashed right at the Bay Sox manager, foul to the right side. It went off the stairwell that connects the seating bowl down to the play. Right net to that top step of the base up. As Hoffman looks to second, and now comes home with it, and a foul lightly on the ground, the right side. Listen to this crowd, it just got announced. 9,658. Amazing. Basically, a sellout crowd here at Prince George's Stadium. And once again, this is one of the bigger parts. Maybe the big double-A baseball. As the ball's lifted in the air, shallow left, Ortiz going out, diving in left, and did he make the throw? No. They ruled they got Trifontana, and it cried. And the crowd is reacting as if a catch was made, but it is ruled to not be a catch. Guyver running on contact down is home to score, and it's 9-3. And there was no argument for Fontana in left. A spectacular long dive. Yeah, he was parallel to the gun there, but in the end, the ball must have just hit the wire. As here's Jimmy Heron, and a breaking ball strike on the inside. And the count is nothing and one. Boy, off the bat, I thought Bowie's shortstop and Ortiz may have had a better chance, but it was too deep. That's a fastball's down low, and the count one. And he knew it was big-time trouble. And Fontana just made a spectacular effort. Shane Fontana is doing a little bit of it all for the Sox right now. What a ballper. As a breaking ball's hit in the air, this one will be a little bit easier. Haskins standing and waiting to make the high catch. And with it, it is over. Time to stretch out here at Prince George's Stadium. To the bottom of the seventh we go. The Bay Sox leading 9-3. As Hartford brings in under right after this, Sox Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they teams stand out from the rest. SPEC also helps set Chesapeake employers insure from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, a physical therapist, and more. All to get employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That. To learn more, connect with your agent at Chesapeake Employers at CELUC.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and futures of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tex Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate, Georgia Stadium, and online at baysox.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox you and your favorite fan. It's Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium at baysoxshop.com.
On the Green Incorporated Lawn Care Team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guarantee for even the toughest lawns. On also offers outdoor pest controls, mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and safely and effectively control insects. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On Green Incorporated. Go to greeninc.com.
Well, the Bay Sox lead it 9-3 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. And here is the Hartford pitcher of the night, Dugan Purnell, who's going to come on. As 5-0 hitter Zach Watson to lead things off here in this inning. But wide to the pitch to Watson, and he swings over a breaking ball, strike one. Darnell is making his 12th inning of the year. He's been stellar. 2-0 with a 2.51 ERA for it. As now the 0-1 coming. Ground ball chopped near third. Charging the glove, Shunk. The throw off the tag applied, though, by Chris, and they get the out. The one down in the seventh, and here is Andrew Dash. You know, you look at some team Hartford, 8 games above 500, and they've got a good 4.28 ERA. They've outscored opponents by only 14 runs a year as a fastball to miss strike one. But they've been in a lot of close games. The Bay Sox have been on the other side of the coin. And a breaking ball down. And they count 1-1 to Dak. That Bowie's got to find a way to do. Get over them in some of these nip and tuckers. Carpenters in the first 3 games of the series. As Dashbach takes a high fastball. And the count is 2-1. This series, another close one last night. Hartford 5-4. As now the 2-1. And it's under the knees for 3. The Bay Sox, in their last 6 games, all losses. 4 of them have been by 1. But it's been a frustrating stretch, the 7-game losing streak. 3-1 is taken for a strike. Change up beneath the belt. And that comes full to Dashbaugh. On deck, Cody Roberts, who had the swing of the bat that broke him open in the 5th inning. The wind of the 3-2 coming. Swinging a high lifted fly. Fading foul down the right field line. Out of play onto the bird. Roberts batted with the base loaded. 2 down. Leading pitcher Will Gaddis in a 5-2 ball game of the 5th. And with strikes in the count, he hit a hard ground base hit up the middle, bringing home 2. As Dashbach takes down Loma, and there's ball 4. Dashbach so patient at the plate. And he's the board down. Here's Cody Roberts. Well, Cody's just got to pick for the dramatic hit, doesn't he? He really has come through in the clutch, often in his Bay Sox tenure. As from the stretch, the pitch, and it's in there on the outside corner, strike 1. Following Roberts' base hit, Graffinino had his first base hit as a Bay Sox, an RBI single, and then Hanley did the same, and it was a 4-run ride. All 4 runs scoring with 2 men out as a slow breaking ball gets off the outside corner, and he did not go. 1-1 here to the right-handed hitting Cody Roberts. He's 1-for-3 with it in tonight. Darnell's ready, and he delivers. A breaking ball stays up high. Ball 2. Great hit for Roberts, too, because going into that, he had just 2 hit in his last 20 at bat. That includes tonight over a span of 6 games. The pitch. And it's on the outside with a fastball. And 9-2 on the stadium's right gun. And they count it in 2. Raffanino on deck. Bowie. Again, the base in control. Bottom of the 7th. King Hartford 9-3. Here's a pitch. Off the outside. A fastball, ball 3. The bottom of the order has been really good for Bowie tonight. 7, 8, and 9, combining for 4 in 9 trips in the game. How about that number? 3-2 coming. Swing and a lifted foul out of play right side. They challenge Roberts with a fastball, and he's able to fight it off. That was a good pitch. Fastball right near the outside. In a 6-run game. Obviously, Dashbach not really run here. They do hold him on, though, as Roberts calls tough steps away. He stands back in, taps the plate, and he awaits. The 3 swing and a chow near the Hartford dugout side. And we'll do it again here, 3-2. Roberts is really hanging in there here. making it Darnell. Here comes an eighth pitch at bat. The 3-2. That's two. Tall ball four. How about a great at bat for Roberts? Working the consecutive walks issued by Darnell. And Graffinino will come to the plate. The Dashbach at bat was short plate appearance. So the pitcher just can't find the zone. But center, you really work a 7-inch walk to Dashbach. An 8-pitch walk to Roberts. As a first pitch is across, beneath the belt, strike one to Grano. His first league hit, the ice single his last time up. Made it an 8-2 ball time. It's 9-3 right now, 0-1. Get a miss from a changer. A lot of times, slivers just go out there and kind of, right, everything to throw us, whether it's a fastball and a slide. Combination, Darnell's not that type of pitcher. As a fist in, and they count 1-2. He really mixes his velocity, tries to keep it off balance. Almost has more of your profile in that regard. The 1-2 to grab, and he swings and lines it. Doyle coming in, but it's down. Base hit. The runners will bump one base. They had to hold up to make sure it would drop. So Dashbach into third, Roberts into second, and Grano has got a two-hit game. And here comes Brick Handley. Two for tonight. Base is loaded, one down of the seventh. And Ox looking to reach double figures. This a bullpen for both Bowie and Hartford. So they need innings from relievers that at times, you know, when a close come in, you get in trouble and guy there to get you out of it. And swinging a tapper foul behind the plate. And that count is nothing and one. Here tonight when Hartford pitched have gotten some duress. Hasn't even been anyone warming in the pen. Face odds are taking advantage. The one coming. Hit in the air to right field. Money over towards the line to make the catch. Dashbach will tag and come to the plate. The throw is into the middle of the infield. Dashbach scores. And the Bay Sox have a 2-3 lead. Tagging for the third, Roberts. So runners at the corners. And his second RBI of the game. And we'll Hudson Haskin now. Haskin will get his first at bat of the game. Adam Hall already called strike three on a 3-2 pitch that did not look here like a strike. And here's the pitch, runner for first goes, and he'll take second without a throw. Grab, you know, stolen base there. You never know why a guy's pulled. You have to hope. Okay, Hall is playing in his first game since May 1st tonight. But he came out after arguing strike three as Haskin takes off. And the count is balls and no strike. Haskin's a 2-6 hitter. He's got 5 homers and 15 of it in. Outstanding 85 OPS. Got a prolific week of the year pitch. And he swings the cut. And the count one. Haskin is a 274 hitter, so after a torrid start, this right back down to kind of that median point. Writer's hit as a career professional. And he takes a strike, a ball at the knees on the inside half of the plate. Now Haskin trying to find that early to mid-April magic. Young ball player, drafted just 2 years ago, and it's been a quick rise into Double A. Coming, a time called. Bay Sox have a run in. Yeah, second and third. Here we go down in the seventh. Pitch. And it's down inside for ball three. Change up. Now first pick of the year by Westberg, who hit a three-run home run that turns the game on its side. It gave Bowie a three back in the third. He's the man up. 3-2 pitch. Here it is. Swinging a high lifted pop on the infield. Block is called off by the first Detris, who makes the, and with it, the inning is over. Bowie gets a run on one hit, two, and we're on to the eighth inning. Sox are in control in a sellout crowd. Lead the ball game 10-3 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
At Desimaging Systems, we provide a tenured system technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning, and workflow security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give Bay Imaging a call, 301-77-1021, or more about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DAImaging Systems, office technology easy.
If you own or operate a building facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the DC, there is no doubt that it is important to have the best trained and most qualified working for you. Members of Steamfit UA Local 602 provide a level of HVAC mechanical piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide, for a list of companies you can hire, please steamfitters-602.org.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camps are back in 2002, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer, led by Orioles Hall of Famer and former Rookie of the Year, Bumbry, along with former Bay Sox fielder Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take in-depth on-field instruction and go head and camp-wide games at Prince George's. All campers get a free Bay Sox ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. This is limited, so head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Baseball Camp today.
Back to Bowie, 10-3 the Bay Sox. Boy, Bowie's playing with a bit of edge tonight. Manager Kyle Moore arguing a bit with the umpiring trio, but he's there. As now for the call, top of the eighth, here's Matt.
Second inning relief for Nolan Hoffman. He faces 2-3-4 in the Hartford lineup for the Blomgren. Breaking ball hit outside into the zone for a called strike. It's not, and we were talking about admitting there, Adam. It's frustration that's built and built and built. And it's maybe boiled over a little bit. You lose seven in a row, even you're up seven. Here's the 0-1. Strike on the bottom edge of the zone. It's nothing in two. I've said it plenty of times this season. Moore is one of the most even-keeled managers I've seen, at least in my year working in the pros. But he's kept to himself in a lot of ways, kept his opinions quiet. He will show them, but he's not overly animated about them, too. Fouled off inside, the count stays. But it's just been such a constant stream of questionable calls. This umpiring crew, mixed seven-game losing streak, and it can't add up.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's so unusual to see, but it's also good to see, you know, Bay Sox playing with that kind of edge tonight.
Here's the 0-2. Wide. And the count goes to a strikes on Blomgren, who's 0-2 on the day. Potentially being held his for the first time in his double-A career. Entered today 6-for-11 across the course of this series. He's 0-for-2 with a walk in the first, taken out while trying to steal second base. Hoffman deals the 1-2, and it's looped right side out of play. Count stays. Bowie has a right-hander throwing the wall of the bullpen, not on the mound just yet. Hartford has a right-hander tossing in their bullpen. That looks to be near Calvo. Calvo's already in this series. We'll see who he likes to go with after Hoffman, because he'd go past two innings. The 1-2. Swing and just a piece. He got him. Roberts held on to pitch in the dirt. And that's a strikeout of Blomgren, the third count for Nolan Hoffman today. 10th overall for Bay Sox. And there's one gone here in the top of the eighth. So on to Michael Tolio. 0-for-3 day, a trio of strikeouts. He's been having a very quiet series. He came in hot in the month May, but so far he's 1-0 in this set when you include his 0-for-3 performance this evening. First pitch, misses down, and count starts out at 1-0. Small portions of the crowd out as the Bay Sox have inflated their lead all that they've needed to see, but what a turnout at Prince George's Stadium today. Next pitch and away, count goes to 2-0. A 3 advantage with a crowd of 9,000, the largest season by far. And they got a good one, the 2-0. Swinging a piece off the mid of the catcher and onto the ground. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike on Michael. After Tolia, it's Brenton Doyle, and then if either to reach, Aaron Shunk will follow. But again, no serious action. Next pitch will be number 30 for Nolan Hoffman. The 2-1. Called a strike, right down broad fastball, and the count goes in at 2. Tolia has 9 times in this series. This about him. He can't read these bases. And he usually bats for the lefty. He's batted as a lefty most of this. The 2-2. Misses down and the count runs full. This season, Tolia only batting 0-56 on full counts. Pretty strikeouts and walks, 37% to 33%. Hoffman, of course, looks for the punch out. The payoff. Swing and a miss. He got him. Fastball on the outside edge, and this time, back-to-back punch-out for Nolan Hoffman to get things started here in the eighth inning. He's got four on the deck, 11 overall for Bay Sox pitching. Here's Brenton Doyle. He had the leadoff home run in the second inning, made it a 1-0 game. That came against Griffin McLaren. First pitch home. Well, there's that slider, just a little bit too far inside the zone, and starts the count out at one. That slider off Hoffman's is one of the most ditches on staff. When you add to the pitchers, especially in the bullpen, face the least, it's Hoffman. The slider to third, backhanded by Greg in the back corner, fires to first, a bit of stretch out, but in time to Dashbach. Excellent run by Dashbach on the first base side, and the inning is over on a 5. We're out of the bottom of the eighth here at Prince Stadium. Bowie up 10-3. Your baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining client parties and even fundraising opportunities, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options at unbeatable rates. With plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark, you can eat their unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 1-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
Bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises, broken bones. Care is around the corner at Patient First. We'll see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are except routine illnesses and injuries. First is here for you. Patient First. The name fits.
And First, proud partner of the Bowie Base, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services for residential and commercial pest control. Pests Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call PAL. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bottom eighth inning here at Prince George Stadium. Sox lead 10-3. They'll get one final chance to ace before handing things off to one more relief bullpen to try and close things up. Nolan Hoffman tossed two innings, gave up one run, was earned. We imagine replaced by a reliever. Looks like it could be Robertson. But as Hartford makes one final pitching change, Dugan Darnell is done. Blair Calvo is in, and Calvo will face off against Westberg, Shane Fontana, and Joey Ortiz to get going here in the bottom of the eighth. Darnell tossed an inning, gave up a hit and a run. It was earned. Strikeouts, two walks. That's the day. First pitch, Westberg watches foul. 96 miles an hour on the gun. Outside for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Blair Calvo, a 6'3", 95-pound, 26-year-old from Jacksonville, Florida. 23rd draft selection in 2019. Fires the 0-1, and it's lifted foul right side out of play. Count goes to nothing and one. It's a 2-for-4 day for a 3-run home run in the third while trailed 2-0. Single and a run scored in the fifth. It's 9th two-hit game this year. Collected a 3-hit game yet this season. Here's the 0-2. Bouncing ball up the third line. It's off of his foot. And I think it's a fair ball. I've not seen the ump say anything about it. A foul. And the umpire says, yeah, you're out. So Westberg is saying it went off of his foot, but they just quickly grabbed it to Datrist for the putout. He's coming down to talk about it. I'm not sure what here, if Westberg was more his foot and, you know, blood rushes, your ears shut up, and so you didn't hear the foul call, but whatever the case, or is gesturing, bounced off of Westberg's foot before it pulled up the line, and now Westberg is walking back to the batting circle, seeing if this argument from his manager is going to stick. But at the moment, he's been put out 5-0, and the home plate umpire is way. It looks like the argument fell on deaf ears, and yeah, Westberg is sent to the dugout.
No doubt about it, Matt. And one of the things here, of course, there's no replay in my ball, but not only that, Kyle Moore wanted the umpiring to come together to talk it over as a unit, but Jid Corey said, not it.
Well, that's a play you'll see discussed between the umpiring crew either. Sometimes you'll see foul calls or pitches, but never if a pitch was foul batter. Here's Shane Fontana. First pitch fouled off back to the screen. It's nothing. So as Calvo continues, let's give you his numbers. 12 appearances for the right-hander this season. With a 3.65 ERA. On a third innings of work, he struck out 5, giving up one homer. He fires the next into Fontana, in a way, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So second appearance this series, came in and pitched a perfect ninth inning when Bowie held 7-3. That was back Tuesday. He got two ground out pop out. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fontana too far in the slider. And the count goes to a ball and strikes. It's been a perfect day at the plate in Fontana. No other way to say it. Two walks, two runs scored, two singles. Bases empty with the bottom of the eighth. The 1-2 fouled off the other way. And the count stays. Well, yeah, after the game, one of the things that really warmed my heart once it was all said and done, even though Boo lost their seventh consecutive, Kyle Moore brought his family out onto the field and had his two young daughters playing on and just running around having a good time. I hope they're here today taking in a fun atmosphere. The 1-2. Lifted foul, out of play. Count will stay. Shane Fontana. Again, up 10-3. Barring extreme comeback for Hartford ninth inning. It should be Sox first win in overall. Would break a seven-game losing streak. Of course, for now, they'd love to increase before the game shifts over to the ninth inning. Here's the 1-2 to Fontana, swing and a miss. Chase is on a chip up middle-middle, and he's down strikes for the second out of the inning. Look out for Blair Calvo, eighth overall for Hartford pitching. And now here's Joey Ortiz. So Calvo, he comes from a very fun school. I get a lot about it. I'm familiar. First pitch to Ortiz, striking a slider down and away. It's nothing in. He's from Simville, went to school about 25 minutes south of that. Division II Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida. It's the longest annually ran city in the United States, the 01. Swinging a slider down and away. Ortiz tried to pull back. Town was founded in the mid-1500s. One of the original towns by Spaniards. State of Florida. It's got a forest attraction for the Fountain of Youth that Punt tried to find. The 0-2 popped up behind home plate, shedding the mass McIver track. Can he get there? No. It's about six rows deep, and the count holds at 2. But I've been to Flagler, an astonishingly beautiful in the heart of downtown St. Louis. Very historic city on St. George's Street. Most of the main campus is part of a historic old hotel that was ready to house a lot of the 0-2 pitch. Ortiz off of home over to the left side. Count stays at nothing at 2. Bowie ahead 10-3 in the bottom of the 8th. But it's one of the most beautiful schools that I've ever seen. And it's smack dab in just so much history. Castillo San De Marcos is to the campus as well. An old seashell for the 0-2. Grounded over toward third, but Ortiz stays alive. This may be the 6th of the at-bat. A fort made out of the sand and seashells around the area, when they dry up, they're actually very, very dirty, and it stood for 400 years at this point. It's an excellent just piece of history to take in there, I think most recently in December. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ortiz lofts it into center field. This is playable for Doyle. He ranges the catch shoulder high and ends the inning. In the end, a 3-up, 3-down frame for Blair Calvo. And as we go to the buoy, 3 outs away from snapping this losing skid. They lead 10-3 at Georgia Stadium. We're back after this. You think to Bay Sox baseball.
Well, it may be on Sunday, May 9th, but get ready for the Bay Sox Friday Day at Prince George's Stadium. Everyone's heard of Bark in the Park, but now you can bring your kitty out for a relaxed afternoon of ball. And if you get lucky enough, you can pick up a free Bay Sox Day t-shirt, courtesy of the city. You can get your tickets now for the Catter Day at 301-464-4865 or at baysox.com.
There's a weekend where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unbelievable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Baseball is a game of special base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists at Chesapeake Employers Insurance, apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, a therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent or business employers at CEIWC.com.
Ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox have one lead to try and break their 7-6 streak. New pitcher takes out for Bowie to try and close it out. Morgan McSweeney coming in. Not a safe situation for the right-hander, but it's so relieving for him to close it for the Bay Sox. Nolan Hoffman finishes his day on 2 innings of relief for the side armor. 2 hits and 1 run it was earned. He struck out 4, did not walk anyone. Sway for McSweeney. He'll face off against half of the Hartford lineup, starting with number 4 Aaron Shunk. Then Willie McGregor and Kyle Datris. McSweeney, a 6'4", 210-pound right-hander, 17th round pick in the 19th draft from Wake Forest. First slider called for strike. Side corner, it's nothing and one. McSweeney on the season for Bowie. His 10th now is the team. 1-1 record, a 4-6 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. Strikeouts, 7 walks, 0-1. Little check swing. Chain early misses down, and the count goes even at a bike. Shunk is 0-3. He's grounded out all 3 times up to all 3 infield positions except for first base. So here's hoping he goes to first base. The 1-1 misses down and away a fastball. Goes to 2 balls and a strike. So he can do whatever he wants as long as he's put out. I just like the bit of coincidence if he grounds all 4 infielders in the same game. Here's the one from McSweeney. Misses high, a fastball. Count goes to 3 balls and a strike. So McSweeney is coming off of a couple scoreless innings against Reading. He's actually one of his hottest stretches of the season. He's not allowed a run, earned or in his last 5 outings. Here's the 3-1. Ooh, a beautiful curve. Bottom of the zone for a called strike and runs full. Shunk this season only 12 on full counts, 5 strike walks. First appearance of the series, Sweeney. He fires the payoff, and it's center field and deep. Haskin back to the warning track, looks for the wall, reaches for his head. One hops the wall, scoops it with the glove on the warning track, and fires to the infield. A leadoff for Aaron Shunk. His first base hit a double, and a running position for Hartford here. But still plenty of room for the Bay Sox. If any game gets into a safe situation, that's even then for worry as they lead 10-3. Willie McIver, he has been a thorn in the side for Boone's game. A pair of singles, he got out in the second inning, scored a run back in the 7th. Well, they play the right-handed hit to pull. McIver this season does it 51% of the time. As the first comes in, overhead fastball bounce, picked up by Ortiz. Sin time, 1 gone. So he pulled it. And now it goes to Kyle Datris. That's the 2nd of 2 home runs in the 2nd inning against Griffin McLean. Datris overall 1-for-3 on the day to a force in the 4th. Struck out in the 7th. Runner at 2nd. Way here in the top of the 9th inning as Bowie leads 10-3. First pitch. Datris watches ball miss down. Counts out at 1-0. It's a 4-pitch offering for McSweeney. He's got one of the more interesting for the Bay Sox. As the 1-0 comes in, swinging a fastball away, the count to 1-2. A 4-seam fastball as well, slider, a cutter, and a split-finger fastball. And I was mentioning a little bit earlier today how Drew Rom and Zach Peake were throwing sim games. And I overheard Handley talking a little bit about it. He was one of the sim game. Rom also has a split-finger on one. Bounced slowly up baseline, staying fair. The bag, and it just goes foul. About 3-4 inches in third base. That's key play when you're A.J. Graffinino. Do you go after it and try to the runner that was at second going to third? Or do you hedge your bets, see if it will go foul? Graffin bets, and well, the hound off. Down goes to 1-2. So what I was saying briefly is that Maverick Henley was walking out saying the splitter was that hardest of Rom's gut because he's really unsure how to process when comparing it to that foul. You change up the 4-seam fastball to the 2-seamer, and if you mix it properly, really throw off batters. One of the only other pitches that features the 2-seamer for Bowie. The Wondrous misses down. Looked like he went with the 2-seamer there, and it goes even at 2. McSweeney still looks for a punch out, fires the 2-2, and it's left toward the right field corner. This one slicing and getting out of play. Onto the bird, the lighthouse near the Bay Sox. Counts even at 2. Datris will see a 6th pitch in this plate appearance. McSweeney, multiple innings in plenty of outings, including his last on the 15th against Reading. So he's finished this frame as the 2-2 is foul played. Count continues. But it is never fun when you have to tangle with a batter, really anything past fives. The tension continues to rise with each pitch off. Because you can start to think, oh, where have I pitched him before? What has he already fouled off? What might he be expecting? From the batter's perspective, a lot of it can just be played at this point until you see what you need. 2-2, fouled off, back to the screen. That time, the chain outside, and the count holds. Inning still with a double by Aaron Shunk. Just a little bit over center fielder Hudson's head. By Willie McIver, kept the runner at second, and it's still a 2-2 count on Datris. Next pitch will be number 8. On its way. This is wide, and the count builds. So two full counts for Morgan McSweeney. Already up to 5 pitches. Needs that strikeout here. The puff. Fastball is down for ball 4. Now Whitmer at second. A walk there, not the worst. Double play in effect. Get the force at third for that lead runner if necessary. And Nico Decolotti stepping in. He hits it on the ground almost 3 times as often as he does into the air. A ground out to fly out ratio of 2.8. And he's 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. So the number McSweeney here, if he could induce the pull ground ball, then he could gain. Decolotti pulls it 5% of the time, and that's how the infield is playing. McLeod's back runner at second. Fires the first. It's swung on a high fastball. Count opens up and nothing. Of course, all of this can be moved if McSweeney's out Decolotti, because he's already struck out twice today. But I like to play with the numbers. Pushing out toward right field, whipping a bit towards center. Here's the 0-1. Decolotti watches changeup hit the out zone for a called strike. It's nothing in. Mind this series, he's just 1-for overall. Does have a run driven in. Struck out 1 time over the first throws, now twice today. Outfield, a slight step to pull as well. 0-2 pitch. Oh, just misses a fastball. And the count goes to a ball and 2 strike. Still plenty of sticking around for this one, and that's one of the best that we've seen lately. You see Jaber from Baseball America posting some of the comparisons of the new pitch clock, keeping full park longer because the games are going faster. And they're catching the end of one. Another 1-2. This is down and away, and the count in at 2. Bowie ahead 10-3 here in the top of the ninth inning, on the cusp of breaking out of a losing streak, hopefully winning streak, as they're to close out this series over the win and welcome in the hot Erie Seawolf next week. The 2-2. Misses away to Decolotti. The runs full with runners at second and one away here in the ninth inning. Of the 4 batters this frame, Mix has run the count full to 3 of them. We not concerned, though. Nobody in the bullpen. Here's the payoff. Swinging a slow grounder. This could do it over to short. Handed by Ortiz. Westberg turns first. Dashbach receives and the game is a 6-4 double play, and the Bay Sox victors for the first time in a long time. A 10-3 win at Prince George's Stadium in front of the biggest crowd of the year. What a finish it's been for Bowie, and boy, is it good to get that back.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Bay Sox lead with an edge, and so much of it, again, is about taking advantage of your opportunity. You got that big inning in the third, but 4 runs in the fifth inning, all 2 down, with the bottom of your order coming through to drive in those runs, was really pivotal in the 10-3 win tonight.
Let's step aside, and when we come back, very fun Bay Sox postgame day. Recap the first Bay Sox a little bit over a week. We'll tell you about it just a little bit. We're back after this. Your Bay Sox baseball.
Most people don't need fitters. More importantly, do and how much it impacts you. Just a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to electricity, to have heating conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based cellular service, and frozen refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that will impact. Please visit steamfitter-602.org and learn about how we can bring value to you.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we put your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security, and we understand people print, not yours. Give DCA Imaging a call for 1-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com.
DCA Systems Office Technology Me.
At Luminous Health, you to feel your best. This is time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Med Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminous.org.
Fielder's Choice Flex Pack Bay Sox. The best value to see them at Prince George's Stadium. You could save 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including lounge options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a members collectible at your first game of the year. Get your pack now by 01-464-4085 or heading online to baysox.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Back to the ballpark with Matt Sobel.
Well, so good to say this, but the Bay Sox are winners once again after a seven-game losing streak. Coming into tonight's game, Bowie finally gets that monkey off the back and it's down Hartford for the first time this a 10-3 final here in the six-game series. As we get ready with Bay Sox postgame, let's recap this depth for Bowie as we go back time to 7:08 p.m. when first home from Griffin McLarity to Jimmy Herron. McLarity faced the minimum in the frame for a single and a walk. He used a pickoff and a caught stealing to really just essentially up three down. I don't like calling that three down, but right. It was what it was.
He's three batters.
Yeah, that's a good point. As the Bay Sox went down quiet at the bottom of the first, despite getting two base runners of their own, things went hard way in the top of the second, and it looked like Bowie could be in trouble again when Doyle stepped to the plate. Been playing the 3-1, lifted out to deep. One's going to get out. Vaughn stops at the warning track and watches clear the signs. A small home run for Brenton Doyle, his the season and second in this series, gives Hartford the early 1-0 advantage. It was a leadoff jack there for Doyle, and as it turned out, that would be the only home run in for Hartford. Three batters later, Datris put on the development list, whatever. First pitch to Kyle Datris, crushed out to left center field and deep. Hall on the run, and this one's out. Another solo home run for Hartford in the second inning. This one by Chris, his third of the ninth. As the base line 2-0 early, they had to face off against Hartford starter Baird for two innings. And while he held Bouquet with a perfect second, things turned Fennel in the third, and that threw. Maverick Handley opened with a double. Adam Hall was hit by a pitch, okay, because he was removed from the game. We'll follow up, see what we can pick up. That's not what was important because Walton was the next batter. Jordan Weberg coming up big.
When he rips it, pitch coming. And a deep ball drilled down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. Fair ball and a run. And it did not take long. The Bay Sox greet Fennel rudely. Three-run jack by Westberg. Seventh of the year as the Bay Sox on top 3-2.
As you can imagine, that was the last that Bay Sox have a go-ahead home run from season. A three-run shot for Westberg. Made it 3-2 Bowie, and they would add on to frame on a pair of sacrifice fly. A five-run inning for the Bay Sox made it 5-2, and at that point, they never really had to look back. As the game extended through the clarity, pitched a scoreless frame. Sox were held scoreless themselves. The fourth inning was just as uneventful, while Bowie still couldn't get much. Things woke up again. Jensen Elliott had taken over for Bowie, tossed a score frame, and in the bottom of the fifth, still Fennel, Bowie got an opening Westberg and a walk by Shane Fontana. After Zach Watson drew another walk to low bases, Fennel was lifted. Andrew Dashbach against the new pitcher Will Gekout swinging. But then Cody Ross stepped up with the bases loaded added a little clutch resume. The 1-2 to Ross swung on, up the middle, base hit. Westberg scores. Fontana rounds, coming home. The throw goes back to second. It's not in time. A 2-RBI single for Cody Robert. Bay Sox break ahead to a 7-inch here in the fifth. Couldn't be it for Bowie in the fifth inning, though. A.J. Graffinino stepped up with one runner in scoring position, two on total, and still two outs, and up his first hit for Bowie in a good way. Here's the next. Lined out toward right field, falling in for a base hit. It's a quick round of third by Watson. The throw anywhere as Watson scores. The Bay Sox add on another, and arc by A.J. Graffinino makes it 8-2 here at the bottom of the fifth. Bowie would add on one more run thing, another two-out RBI single by Lee. That would make it 9-2. Hartford would inch just a slight bit closer seventh inning on a two-out RBI center Stovall, but the Bay Sox can run right back in the bottom of the frame after two walks with one out, single by A.J. Graffinino to the Lotzes, and a sacrifice fly by Matt Canley to make it 10-3. It would stay that way, moving into the ninth. After a leadoff double by Aaron Shaw against Morgan McSweeney, Willie McIver out, Kyle Datras drew a walk, and the Bay Sox were in prime position ground ball to close us out, and McSweeney, well, he did just that. Here's the payoff. Swinging a slow two it over to short. Underhanded by Ortizberg. Turns the first. Dashbach receives it. Game is over. A 6-4-3 double play. Sox are victors for the first time in a long time. 1-3 winner tonight at Prince George Stadium in front of the biggest crowd of the year. An outstanding win for Bowie. Your final box, Hartford scores 3 runs on 8 hits with a left on 5. The base score 10 runs on 11 hits with no errors left on 6. Jensen Elliott pitcher today. He moves to 1-0. Fennell, who gave up 8 runs in 2 1/3 innings, he's the losing pitcher, falls 0-1. No save as the game 2 hours and 45 minutes. That a 10-3 game in 2 right. hours. And gotta love it. In front of a massive crowd at Prince George's Stadium. In attendance of 9,658. Crowd of the year. As falls to 22-15 on the season. Four-game winning streak is snapped. The Sox move to 14-20. Their 7-game losing streak is fully over. Hartford is now 9 on the road. Bowie is now 9-9 at home. Game.
Well, just wonderful to see the and to have the Bay Sox play like the players. That I want to highlight here, Jensen, you know, coming out of the bullpen, getting first double-A win. It's not often you come into a game in relief, team trailing by 2, and you leave, and your team's winning by 6. That really is spectacular. 3 scoreless innings, so big for the Bay Sox in this game. And I know it has been more see than spectacular, but Fontana, if there is a player that has played expectation, that has worked his way into a big role ball club. He's hitting .280, had 2 more hits tonight, had 2 walks, reached base 4 times. Fontana's having a spectacular for a ball player that just got a touch of double A last year. Him to come and play like this, like he has done in the first quarter of the, it really is remarkable.
Think about it too, the most is that he's doing well. Kind of having to be a utility through the lineup. He's been moved around so many different places, and guys might not do so well unless they're kind of locked into a specific spot that they can right. get a routine going. Fontana, care. He's just being put anywhere through 6, and he's still hitting.
It's really impressive. You know, early in the year, he wasn't starting every game, and when he got into the lineup, he was batting 8th, 9th. So to see him here in the, what was he tonight? In the bottom of the
three
order.
Slot, yeah.
So he's in a position in the lineup, comes to the plate 5 times, reaches base 4. He's playing really a strong corner outfield position for the Bay Sox, well defensively. And all together, you know, there's so many guys that so much talk about the course of the year in the Orioles organization right now. And Fontana is under the radar, playing extremely well here in Bowie this year. And he's doing it. It's not like he had one big game.
Contributor today, key contributor the last week plus, and hopefully a key contributor for the next few months for the Bay Sox. And if not, hopefully a key contributor for AAA Norfolk soon. Again, tonight, Bowie over Hartford, 10 to step aside on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we're going to take the chance to cruise the Eastern League, see how some of these squads are shoring up, as well the Orioles organization as a whole. Our Aberdeen had a very rare off night, so I guess Bowie took their luck. We'll tell you about it after this. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. p.m. every day of the year. X-ray lab tests and prescription drugs are on, and most major insurance plans are accepted for routine illnesses, as Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
It's a very special day at Prince George's Stadium, June 18th, that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball, sponsored by Chesapeake Employer Insurance. Fans that get to the game will have a chance on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys. All proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th, with the Roberto Clemente and Latin Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics experience, and whether it's braces or Invisalign liners, anyone can get the smile they've wanted with our flexible payment options. Two of the country's leading orthodontists right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com and book your free consult. That's rsmile.com for Rad Smile, provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to Prince George's final time here on Bay Sox postgame as we wrap up an incredible 10-3 win over Hartford. Well, time now, though, to cruise around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams in the circuit are. And it looks like the rest of the league has already come to a final. I think Bowie was the start. Everyone else was either starting at 6 or 6:35, as Weary in New Hampshire, who I think played it today. No, Hartford or Harrisburg and Portland a doubleheader, and it was a sweep. Senators, 7-2 in Game 1, 3-1 in Game 2. Altoona has really been just the screws on Richmond over the past couple of
years. Yeah, how about that?
12-4 wore the curve as they're just a thorn in the side for the Southwest Eaters. And as it stands right now, Richmond's actually been knocked out of the top spot. So Altoona has helped dethrone Richmond at the moment. Rubber Ducks used 3 runs in the third inning to help them beat Binghamton 4-2 earlier today. That finally got one over on Reddit. Had been putting on a lot of offense for the Patriots lately, but Somerset with a 6-2. And as Mary and New Hampshire went at it. Hampshire made a big run of things late. Listen to this. Erie scored 1 in each of the first 4 innings, 3 runs in the 5th, but then scored 5 runs over the last 2 went close. Erie barely is with an 8-7 win in that. Seawolves are surging right now. They do have an excellent starting pitching staff in Georgia Stadium next week, so the Bay Sox will have to watch out. But that's for, you know, future Madam to worry about. We're focused on Adam. How's the Orioles looking?
Well, you know, we got an exciting game, big leagues right now. The Orioles are down 3-0 there at home against Tampa Bay. Rays just dominated Baltimore a year ago, and the Orioles have battled back. You know, hit their first walk-off homer years yesterday in an afternoon game, a 3 walk-off homer by Anthony Sun, former Bay Sox. And in the 10th inning now, after their win yesterday against the Yankees, 3-3 at Camden Yards. Now, interleagues, at the high A affiliate of the Orioles, what were they, 19 or 16-3 in their last 19 games? Wasn't their day today. They get shot by the Atlanta Braves from Rome, Georgia. The Braves winning it 6-0. Marva, though, was a winner over the Nationals affiliate at the low A level. Marva wins at Purdue 6-4, and they're tied up and Charlotte at 8. Again, it was a big day for former Bay Sox outfielder Kyle Stowers today, but they all it up, and in the Tides are battingly in the top of the 10th. Stowers, though, 4-for-5. 3 runs scored, 3 driven in that game for the Norfolk Tide.
Of course, though, I say it every day, the score we care about most is that of Bowie's. And they put together a good one today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, it was just stellar because, let's put it by, the Bay Sox have been playing behind, it feels like, all every night in the first 3, 4, 5 innings. And hey, when you go down 2-0, after hitting 2 homers in the second, you know that you're going to have to dig deep into your bench in a game like this. It's spectacular where the Bay Sox were able to dive run third. Obviously, Weberg's home run, one of the big swat in this game. And then it was everybody in the lineup. The fact that you have the bases loaded down in the 5th with and you get 4 runs, you get 3 consecutive hits. Roberts driving 2. Graffinino had 2 hits tonight, 2 of his young double-A career. He gets a base hit. Maverick Hanley had a night tonight. He gets an RBI single amidst his 2 hits. He was a big part of both these. And in the end, you know, one big inning quite often will do a ball game, but tonight, the base 2 of them.
Yeah, I'd be lying if that I wasn't a little worried after those 2 runs in the second, the way that the last few games have gone. Bowie, I'm just very glad to see what I've been saying is still true, that Bowie is not a team that will, not a team that lets innings like that affect them. Wow, and attack, and attack, and Brian win these ball games. So it was a fun one today. A very, very fun one. Bowie picks up their first win in game losing streak. Two sides are before game 5 of the series. It's 5 first pitch at Prince George's Stadium. Left-handed pitcher Nick Bush going Hartford, and Garrett Stallings is on staff for Bowie at the moment. Will toss for the Bay Sox. He's 2-3.33 ERA. Again, it's a 6:35 first pitch, which means TA Imaging Systems pregame show 6:15. Hope bye, but for now, we've got to close up shop from Prince George's Stadium. One time for Adam, I'm Matt, saying thank you for joining as Bowie takes down Hartford tonight, 10-3. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed this game, and join us next time for exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Sox.